Blog Talk Radio.
Well, come on.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
Conservative Nation Media has been around for 11 years now to give you the news that is fit to know about the state of America and what the politicians in Washington and around our nation are doing to our freedoms. We have strived to give you the true news that you cannot find in lamestream lying liberal media, and because of our love for this great nation, we are growing again. With new shows on CNN like American Statesman with Sally Baptiste and A Crazy Nation Radio with Ron Reck, we are getting well-known names to join our network to make CNN a stronger voice for America. We have others who may be joining us too. American Statesman airs on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and Crazy Nation Radio airs mostly on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with other times of the week when he feels the need is there. Join Conservative Nation Media for all of our shows on Friday, Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday with our Sunday show, American by Design, returning too. That's Conservative Nation Media, where America always wins.
Did you know podcast advertising is one of the most effective ways to advertise your product or service? Thousands of people could be hearing your ad here. To start boosting your business with podcast advertising, go now to conservativenationmedia2017@gmail.com and send us a copy of the ad you want played, and we will do the rest. Thank you, and God bless.
Today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to face.
Show me where it says that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face. And then got out of the race. He would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back. Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. And I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
We are back tonight. We've had quite a week here down in the south border with what happened at the border yesterday with the mob of illegals storming the wall or the wire. And now with a thing that I found in Western Journal today said FBI's most wanted is found at the border and arrested on terrorism charges. It says, during the Super Tuesday coverage earlier this month on MSNBC panel led by Rachel Maddow, mocked West Virginia voters for citing border security as their top concern for the 2024 election. Former Biden White House press secretary Jen Psaki accused Trump of riling up his voters because otherwise he can't run against the other and brown people, people who don't look like him, like his supporters, coming across the border and coming and scaring people and killing people or whatever he's threatening out there, she said, according to Fox News. But reality tells a different story. For example, a high-ranking leader of the notorious transnational criminal gang, MS-13, was finally apprehended this month in San Diego after evading law enforcement for after 4 years, according to CNN. Freddie Ivan Jandris Parada has been charged by federal prosecutors in New York in 2020 with terrorism-related offenses for his role on the gang's governing board of directors, initially known as the 12 Disciples of the Devil, and later renamed the RANFLA National, according to Los Angeles Times. According to court documents, he and other RANFLA National members controlled all activities of the violent MS-13 gang, including proving murders, kidnapping, extortion, drug trafficking, and other criminal operations across multiple countries. Now, to me, this essentially says that more states or, you know, and if the federal government won't do its job, then more states need to help Texas to close this stupid border. The problem lies in the fact that with Arizona kind of closed and Texas trying to close, that leaves New Mexico as the one that's going to let them in. And then all hell is going to break loose. Welcome, everybody, to tonight's show. I see I've got Lori-Ann there. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right. Happy Friday. Good to be here as always. This week went by pretty fast.
Yeah,
I can believe it's Friday already. Hopefully, how has your week been?
It has been busy as all get out. I've been working every day and getting at least 6 hours in every day, which is something I don't want to do at this point in my life, but that's neither here nor there. Things are rather expensive anymore, and we need more than just my income for retirement and all that happy crap. But I've also brought 225 in, which should be Mike.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. you know? Yeah, and that whole thing with the, you know, they're really haven't buttoned down the Arizona deal because they still got those gates on that wall that are open, that are welded open.
Well, that's why I said Arizona's closed, sort of. But that, you know, that leaves New Mexico wide open, and we don't have much of a border down there, but they're wide open. Our governor's not about to close them.
Oh, no. But that your governor's an idiot.
No, well, that's beyond saying.
That's right.
She's the one that's getting smacked down by her own legislature because she wants to try and take your guns.
Well,
she's
not only trying to take our guns, but she's trying to take our cars, too. So that.
And look, you're in a state that's enough. I mean, we talk about Montana and stuff, places like that being wide open spaces, but where you live at is not that far behind that. It's lots of wide open spaces in that area, you know.
Yeah, there is. Once you get south of Albuquerque, it starts getting more and more open all the time. And
well, you know, what does Bugs Bunny always say? Take that left turn at Albuquerque.
Yeah, Albuquerque.
Yeah, wrong turn. Took that wrong turn at Albuquerque.
Wrong turn. Yes.
Well, you know, you were speaking of these. Very lovely and fantastic MS-13 gangs. These people are evil. Okay, they should be labeled as terrorists.
Yep.
Okay, and they should be dealt with accordingly. Okay, you look at these lovey-dovey people. I don't even call them people. I wouldn't even call them animals because that would be an insult to the animal kingdom. Okay?
Yep.
These people are microorganisms. Okay? They don't even have the intelligence of a flea.
Amoeba.
They only know one thing. Amoeba, there you go. They're even lower than an amoeba, and that's pretty low. Okay?
And that's even insulting the amoebas.
Yeah, that's insulting them too. So we gotta come up with a new term for that kind of thing, okay? And I think that would even insult Thing on the Addams Family. Remember Thing?
Oh, no, I remember Thing.
Yeah. So these people, like I said, they are ruthless. They are killing machines, and they have to be dealt with accordingly. You cannot deal with these people by, please don't do that. You bad boy, you. Don't do that again. You know that it's a law. You have to fight fire with fire. It's the only way.
Yeah.
Tell me a different way. I'd love to know a different way, but there is no other way.
I mean, if you're going to have these guys come across the border, like in liberal states like California, and be able to commit crimes and get away with it, when they try and cross into Texas, we better be allowed to shoot them on sight.
I would say no bag limit. I would say no bag limit. One day it may come out of it.
A bunch of the farmers down in southern New Mexico would probably do that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Have you guys heard the latest scam by the Biden administration on immigration? You know what they're doing now?
Crazy.
Get a load of this. Now, according to the Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed by the Center for Immigration Studies, the federal government has admitted that up to 330,000 inadmissible illegals have been flown from the United States, from elsewhere outside the United States, into the United States, and released into 43 or more cities, and they will not specify where they've been released. And you want to know what they gave as the reason for it? They gave as the reason for it the fact that to reveal the cities they released to would allow bad actors to exploit the situation for nefarious purposes. So rather than end the program, they simply decide to conceal it from the public. And this has the added benefit for the Biden administration of diminishing artificially the number of illegal aliens at the border, and they don't have to report them as illegal aliens. And get this, out of that number, about 133,000 of them are Haitian. Now, let's go with the federal, remember, this is what the federal government admitted to as a result of this FOIA suit. We don't know what they're hiding from us.
Yeah, and we don't know what the real number is.
Nope.
Mm. Precisely.
And that kind of scares me because I'm not that far from the border.
Look, every state is a border state, okay? All of us are on the border. So some of us, the border is just worse than the others. But we're all on the border.
Yeah.
That's true. Yep.
That's very true.
You know, once I say this, that New Orleans, that Texas law that's being held up right now that allows Texas to defend the border, once that makes it.
Look up at me again, man. You're a filthy dude, man. Okay. All right.
Yeah, once that. They're going to make it back to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court is going to probably rule again that Texas can do this stuff. And once that happens, the states across the South are going to have similar laws passed their legislatures.
The Supreme Court didn't try to say that it was inherently unconstitutional to do it. They said they're waiting for the lower court to see if it's being done in a constitutional manner. But as to the law itself, invoking an Article 1, Section 10, a rationale, they didn't find any problem with that. As long as they do it in a constitutional manner, they don't have any problem with arresting the illegal aliens and even deporting them. Now, here's the problem. Yep. Mexico says they're not going to take them back. That would mean you'd have to have a president willing to impose sanctions on Mexico until they do. And in the meantime, you got to set up internment camps to keep them there until their disposition can be decided one way or the other. They can't be paroled into the United States.
Right. You're gonna have to basically do what Joe Arpaio did down in Arizona with the 10 cities. You know.
There you go. But you better believe the human rights crowd will be screaming bloody murder. They'll be talking about it's the internment camps, it's the Japanese internment all over again, even though the analogy is false, because for the most part, those people were either United States citizens or people lawfully resident within the United States. There is no analogy, but they'll try to make one, and they'll count on people being stupid to believe it.
Yep.
Hey, George,
and that's the thing. And Gunslinger, you talked about don't call these people animals. Just look at what happened when Trump, about 8 or so years back, whenever he had this speech and he talked about this MS-13 people, and he called MS-13 animals. And they jumped on that as a narrative saying that he was calling all illegals animals, you know, all immigrants animals, illegal immigrants animals. No, Trump was talking about MS-13.
The terminally stupid and demagogic among us have a problem with proper use of metaphor and illusion. Now, he didn't know, course we know they're homo sapiens. We know they're human. It's a metaphor. Metaphorically, they're acting like animals without conscience and without moral. That's what he means by that. And, of course, everybody knows that's what he meant by it. But when you're dealing with demagogues who are both brutal, irrational, and stupid, this is what you get.
And speaking of idiot Democrats, Sarge, did you see AOC and what she said about RICO not being a crime?
Oh, God. So what are they prosecuting Donald Trump for then? When he goes to the charges against Trump, if that's true. Would she scream, well, now you've got to dismiss the charges against Donald Trump because RICO isn't a crime. These people are dead. These people literally will say anything to gain some sort of even momentary advantage. They are literally not bound by fact, definition, reality, truth. Nothing binds them in their quest to prevail. Nothing. That's what's so difficult to deal with. See, on our side, we like to somewhat, at least, or mostly, be bound by fact, truth, history, reason, logic, the law, all that. They're not bound by any of that. None of that affects their worldview and their outlook. Whatever they need to say, they just insert it and let it be the truth, as far as they're concerned. I don't see anything like them outside of some Kafka-esque novel or somewhere in the depths of the Soviet Union or some other fascist crypto-communist country. That's the only place you hear that kind of language. Now we've got it everywhere in the halls of power in the United States.
Yep. Hey, Sarge, I was wondering. I heard something the other day, and I've only heard one thing about it, but I'm wondering if you've heard anything. Chicago has put out a bill now to make it so that illegal immigrants can own guns or can have guns according to the First Amendment.
Yeah, a
federal judge ruled that the history – I think what they're doing is they are using the Bruin decision to spite us and throw our Second Amendment rights back in our face. The federal judge said was that the tradition of the United States, according to the Bruin decision by the Supreme Court, did not allow for a tradition of disarming illegal aliens. Ergo, illegal aliens are allowed to keep and possess, have the right to keep and bear arms. Well, actually, if that's true, then I guess illegal aliens should have the right to vote. If you're going to go along with that, voting was simply decided by whatever the state decided who was qualified to vote. And many of them didn't even worry about illegal aliens back then when immigration was coming into the United States initially. So I guess they have the right to vote, too. I mean, from this federal judge's logic, constitutional rights, illegal aliens don't have, the primary one being the right to remain in the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's another thing to think about here, too, is that when you become a criminal, you lose those rights. Well, that is something that they're going to go after again.
Yep. Well, here's what they hang their hat on. A first-time offender for illegal immigration is really kind of a civil offense. Second time, it becomes a criminal offense. So they're going to say that, illegal alien, even though they are subject to internment and deportation, they're not actually criminals if they're first-time offenders. Now, the ones who have been ordered deported are felons, and they come back in. They're felons. But a first-time offender is like a civil law offender.
Well, that any type of illegal are illegal. That's very simple. These people come
in. They are. That's true.
They have no rights. They damn sure don't have gun rights. Okay.
Well,
Can you imagine these people? Well, you know, they're going to get guns probably anyway. Okay. You know that. Okay.
Yeah.
But can you imagine that some idiot in our government has stated that they have a right to keep and bear arms and they're not even citizens?
What?
The right to keep and bear arms is dependent upon your ability. The reason we have the right to keep and bear arms, again, which is independent of all other considerations, but it protects your right to keep and bear arms so you can have the well-regulated militia that secures the free state. Now, if these people are ineligible to even be in the well-regulated militia under any condition, because most states aren't going to allow illegal aliens to be in the well-regulated militia, what is the purpose of them having the right to keep and bear arms? Even though it is independent of other considerations, but you would think that since they can't be enrolled in the militia, either organized or unorganized, then what's the purpose of allowing them the right to keep and bear arms? I'm looking at this strictly constitutionally from a constitutional point of view, because I'm trying to anticipate the arguments these dummies are going to make.
And you know they're going to make them.
I know they're going to make them. They're going to make any kind of preposterous arguments to justify it. And also, see, they're going to figure they're going to be able to weaken our rights under the Second Amendment. If you're going to apply Bruin, that means we got to let illegal aliens have guns, too. See, see, that's what your evil Second Amendment rights wind up allowing. This is what this is. That's all it, don't be fooled by any of this.
People are diabolical. And speaking of Second Amendment, when was this? Was it last night on Ron Rex's show? Me and it wasn't Pianchi, it was the other fellow, the liberal fellow. We got into an argument, well, a discussion about the Federal Arms Act of 1934. You know, that needs to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know. So that then there's that. Oh, by the way, I put an article into the chat room, Robert, about Letitia James and her basically doing the same thing to a fellow that she's doing to Trump, or trying to do to Trump anyway.
Yeah,
check that article out.
Open that up now. Yeah, I was getting ready to open that up right now. What about that I'm sure that everybody has heard about our state police officer, Justin Hare, who was killed this last week by a guy who was coming through New Mexico. He had started in South Carolina. And I'm not sure if how many people heard about the instances of it, but he had pulled off to the side of the road in a very open area and flagged the cop down to help him with a flat tire, and he blew the cop away.
Yeah, I heard that. Yep.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. I mean, you know, Americans doesn't have to die for their dream of open borders. I mean, what the heck? What's the big deal? What's the beef? What's the complaint?
Yep.
You know, like I said, it's going to be a great, brand, beautiful, diverse, wonderful omelet. Enjoy it. Don't worry about the eggshells on the floor. Come on.
Yeah.
They basically have destroyed. We're supposed to be a great melting pot, all right? And they basically destroyed that. You know?
That did work pretty well, guys, when the people who came here did not have the benefit of a welfare state and its enticement. In fact, even though they were illegal, most illegals who came in the country were self-supporting one way or another, even if they had to turn to crime. But most of them didn't. They found meaningful, gainful occupation, and they did contribute to the society. Many of them, they didn't want to burden on the taxpayers. They didn't try to vote. They just wanted to stay here and work and make a life for themselves. Now, that was the old-style illegal alien. The new style is coming here with the promise, with the attraction of all the promises the Biden administration is making to them. All the goodies the Biden administration and the various sanctuary states are holding out to illegal aliens to entice them here. And that's problematic for this new breed of illegal alien.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I remember the illegal aliens I used to work, used to deal with on the job when I first started working. Every one of them was working at something. I mean, except, of course, for the criminals. But I'm talking about the ones I just encountered in some way and I discovered they were illegal. They all had some sort of employment. All of them. I cannot recall hardly any who weren't self-supporting. They weren't on welfare. They weren't, taking any public monies or anything. And a lot of them would bust their ass. I mean, they really worked their asses off. I mean, they might have been illegal, but that was a saving grace for them. I'm telling you, that is simply not the case now. It is significant because the welfare state for them did not exist the way it does now. Health care for illegals, for God's sake. What do you think is going to happen?
Yes, sir.
Well, the left just doesn't stop to think about what we think. They just go with what they feel.
They won't vote.
You're right.
Like I said, the last thing they care about is America. They don't care. We are being replaced. Yeah, we're being replaced. There's a big replacement going. Tyson Foods moved his headquarters out of Iowa to New York, and they actually stated they are looking to hire immigrants, both legal and illegal immigrants. That, I tell you, they got a new dance partner, and it's the illegal alien who they think they can pay less money to.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is a replacement going on. Let's not kid ourselves about it anymore. They're naked about it until, of course, you point it out. When you point out what they say, they accuse you of being a bigot and a xenophobe. When you point out what they say.
And this is the damnedest thing, man.
It really is.
And so as they also do something that what's his name, calls Republicans pounce. All right. Republicans pounce or Republicans seize or Republicans laugh.
Yeah.
When we point out their hypocrisy, or when we point out the things that they say, oh, we seize or we grab or we do whatever, you know, and it's like, okay, we're just pointing out what you say. We're just pointing out the fact that you said you want the great replacement theory. You know, we just point out that you say that you're going to have rioters if Trump wins. You know, we're just pointing things out. We're just pointing things out, you know.
Don't they love to use words like holding people accountable? Don't they just love that phrase? Well, we're trying to hold them accountable for their words. And they got a beef about it. Aren't you going to be accountable for the words you use? Don't your words mean something? Hey, we're insisting that you be accountable for your words.
Apparently, it doesn't, because with all of the troubles they're having now, guess who they're blaming? They're blaming the GOP for it.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? GOP wouldn't go along.
But you can even have them on tape, and they'll still deny it. And another thing, too, that these people aren't thinking about is that a lot of these people are coming from communist or socialist countries. Well, they realize how, you know, socialistic that the left is, and they're not going to vote for them. So it's going to come back and bite them in the butt. And also look at all the gangs that's been coming over here and doing stuff. In New York, you can't even walk down the street with your phone in your hand without someone come by on a scooter and grabbing it out of your hand. And at any rate, and my son-in-law is from Mexico. And at first my daughter was angry that I was against, you know, all this immigration. I said, hey, those people are going to take away your husband's job and then also make it extremely hard for young black people to be able to get jobs.
Did you guys see the Venezuelan TikToker giving advice to illegal aliens on how to expropriate people's property and squat in their home?
Yes.
You guys see this? And he's not the only one.
Yes.
Now they're telling people how to, we don't want to live on the public dole, so here's what you do. You take advantage of the laws in the states that have these squatters' rights, and you go in and you occupy a home, and if you're there for 30 days while they're on vacation or something, you get to have tenants' rights. The guy literally used the word expropriation.
Yeah,
he's a communist.
Somebody's house in Queens, that's a $1 million house, is being squatted right now. And with the New York law, if you squat on a premises for 30 days or more, you know, you have rights and can't be evicted.
Can you imagine that?
She's in trouble now.
Can you imagine? Look, you guys got to understand something here, and this is what's so serious about this. The bedrocks of American freedom, taxation without representation, keeping bare arms, all that, that's the vital underpinnings to American liberty. But among the foremost of them is the right to have private property that the king cannot arbitrarily seize or anyone else cannot arbitrarily seize without due process of law. That is one of the fundamental precepts of American liberty. Now, when these people come in here and just take your home and your property like they're doing to Donald Trump, by the way, without proper due process of law, same thing, that same principle, that is literally destroying one of the main bases of our liberty.
Yep.
Right, and remember, the original ending to the Declaration of Independence wasn't pursuit of happiness. It was life, liberty, and property.
Property, yes.
That's what it was.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have no idea what we're up against. What we're up against is a constitutional, literally American civilizational destroying impulse that I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. But I'm witnessing more and more every day. Yep. With these crazy people governing us.
You know, and Robert, I put a clip into the chat room of a Ray Stevens song that describes what's going on with the illegal immigration. And this has to be a 10-year-old song, but it fits, you know. And maybe play that a little bit later, maybe. I don't know, whatever. But it fits, though. But, yeah, they've been trying to destroy. I mean, you know, Yuri Gerasimov and the rest of these people that say we can't destroy America from without. We gotta destroy them from within. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm at 423 Linwood Drive.
Oh, he's ordering something.
Okay, if you're coming from the recycling center on Dowling, turn west.
Boyd, you're not on mute, Boyd.
On
hey,
Dowling.
Boyd, you're not on mute.
go across.
Oh, well.
Old Seward Highway, and take the first left that you come to. Okay, that'll be Austin Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you'll go past Pearl and Fisher Street, and then you'll climb a small little incline hill at the top to 3rd Street.
Hey, Boyd, you're not on mute.
On to
Hello,
Linwood.
Boyd.
Boyd, you're
okay,
not on
I'm
mute.
I'm going to go ahead and mute him. We don't want to announce to the world whatever he's given directions to. We'll bring him back on in
right.
a few minutes.
Right.
It's a party.
I hope he ain't arranging an illicit rendezvous or something like that. I hope he ain't Boyd.
Hey, it's a party. The party is at Boyd's house. He's giving directions.
Ron Rex says Grubhub.
Well, whatever. Well, anyway, but like we're saying, though, yeah, we are up against forces that we're never supposed to see in this Constitutional Republic. Maybe it was inevitable, given our accommodation for Marxism over the last 40 to 50, 60 years. I suppose we should have anticipated it would lead to this, but it certainly is there now. They can't really deny it anymore. They can say, do the Red Scare again. You're damn right I am, because I'm looking at it right in my face.
Yep.
And that's the thing. I mean, think about this, Sarge. You look at that hearing we saw earlier this week, and little Jamie Raskin tried to come in there and disqualify Tommy Bobulinski. Yeah, Tommy Bobulinski is a bad guy. Okay, I get that. But his information on the Biden crime family is impeccable. All right.
Yeah, he's an insider.
In my mind, unimpeachable. I don't care if he's a bad guy. It's unimpeachable because he was on the inside, right? And sometimes you're a police officer. You're a police officer. You've got to take a small bad guy to get at the bigger bad guy, right?
Absolutely. That is a standard tactic in law enforcement. That is one that is time-proven. And Bobolinsky is an insider. He knows where all the bodies are buried. That's why they don't want to hear. That's why the rats don't want to hear from.
Yep. But I just could not believe. I mean, we know she's stupid. We know AOC is not that smart. I mean, yeah, she claims to be a bartender, but bartenders have to be smart. She's more.
Yeah,
she's more
savvy.
AOC's more like gunslinger said. She's more of a bar fly. And we know what bar flies
She's an asshole on crack. She is a bar fly. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because, in order to be a really successful bartender, you got to be able to kind of maintain a clever repartee and, be able to converse with your customers. And, especially when they come in, they're feeling bad, they're kind of down, and they want to talk to somebody. And most good barkeeps know how to listen and respond appropriately to make their customers feel welcome, if you know what I mean.
Right. And Bob Lynch, she was sitting there and she was asking, what crimes did he break? What crimes did alleged President Biden break, right? And he was saying he didn't know the, USC code, whatever. He didn't know that stuff. He was saying, well, he broke this, and he broke the FARA Act, and he broke, all this stuff that he was talking about. The three things that he said that he broke were not alleged crimes. They're crimes.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, he shut her down big time. And I enjoyed watching her being made look stupid. Now, I mean, I understand people, Boyd has said that, there's no shot of AOC losing her district. But I'm understanding that people in her district aren't happy with her.
No. Yeah, well, you did. Yeah. I mean, if you lived in that district, shit. I mean, no. Of course, you got to be stupid to vote for an idiot like that. But
yeah, well, I mean, it's not like they wouldn't get another liberal jerk off anyway in that district. I mean, there is a conservative, a woman that's running, but she didn't. Last time she ran against her, she finished, below, like at 27% or whatever.
Well,
so
we know how when AOC loses it like that. You know what causes it? It's when her butt plug gets unhinged. That's the only thing. That's the only way.
When she loses it like that, gunslinger, maybe her butt plug was on too high.
It's one of them vibrating ones. Yeah, probably so. You're probably right. Yep. It accidentally got turned on super vibe. There you go.
Yeah.
man, I'm telling you. We really put ourselves in a pickle all of a sudden, didn't we?
Yeah.
Letting things get to this point. And like I said, I think the cascading point where all this really broke loose, where it had become kind of incrementally for the most part over the last 50 or 60 years, with the two terms of Barack Obama, all hell got busted loose, culminating right now in the Biden administration.
That's where it all goes.
I think it kind of really got started under Clinton, because Clinton was holding these, selling the Lincoln bedroom and to the Chinese and all that stuff. But, you're right. It really accelerated under Biden.
No, it didn't.
Well, under Obama, actually under Obama. And he's the legacy of the Obama administration.
Yeah, Obama started all crap. He started with, a man could go into a woman's bathroom and all this bullshit. That's where it really started. What do you expect from somebody that takes it up the ass all the time? You know, well, and married to Michael. Married to Michael. There you go. Yeah. See, married to Michael.
Well, yeah, remember now, when he campaigned, he said marriage is between a man and a woman. See how quickly they'll abandon these positions when they think the political wins are right. They'll abandon every position they ever have when they think it's time for them to come out of the closet, so to speak.
What did he say? He said, we're 5 days away from fundamentally changing
transforming
America. Yes. Yes.
And they meant it. They meant it.
And Michael comes in almost right after that, says, this is the first time I'm really proud to be an American.
Yep. Yeah. And they did it. They didn't just say it. They did it.
They did.
Sorry. The only thing the leftists are good at is destroying things. Destroying things that are good. The only thing they're competent at. Everything else they make a mess of. That's by design anyway. Because by making a mess of it, then they figure that the public will make a demand to them to fix it. And when they fix it in the way that they intend to fix it, they completely, fundamentally transform the country.
Right.
It's a brilliant strategy in a way.
I give you another good example of this. I go to this little small church, and at one point we had this older woman who grew up during the thing, but she... Her main claim to fame was she's alive from 32 to 45 when FDR was in office, right? And I said to her one day, I said, and she at that point, she's 89, whatever it was at that point. And I said, look, FDR made the Depression into the Great Depression. And she didn't want to hear it. Because she loved FDR, you know. She didn't want to hear the truth that FDR, by his policies, made the Depression into the Great Depression.
Right, true. Absolutely. We've had lots of depressions in the United States history before, but none of them lasted longer, at the most 3 years. Usually it'd be like a year, year and a half, something like that. But FDR was the one, his policies, governmental policies, lengthened beyond what it normally would have been.
Yes, and that's the thing. I mean, people don't think that when people hear that we've had a depression in 1920, people don't believe it because
it was short.
You know, 2021, 22, you know,
it was
what
short.
Happened, we had, yeah, it was short, very short, and we, it got better. Now we did have the, you know, the crash in 29, but from 21 to 28, we were going great, you know, and that was after that 1 year depression in 1920.
Yeah, but remember, Calvin Coolidge was pressured to do something. Everybody was asking him to do something. He said, "No, it'll ride its course. I'm not gonna do anything." He didn't do anything at all significant. He didn't create any great new programs or anything. He knew that this was going to ride its course. It was boom and bust like it always is. And lo and behold, the roaring 20s came out of the results. Can you imagine that? He had a president saying, I don't feel I have the authority, nor should I, intervene in this economy. This economy, the free market will take care of itself. And it really did. Mm-hmm. Remember, we had depression right after World War One, and that unleashed the roaring 20s, where the economy took off like a skyrocket.
Yes, sir.
So he was correct.
And out of the 1920s, what did we get? We got things like refrigerators. We got things like air conditioning. We got a ton of things out of the 1920s that we wouldn't have had probably Coolidge decided to mess around with that 1 year depression. You know?
Right. But Smarty Pants is love the engineer. Smarty Pants is love the engineer because they're centralists. They believe in centralized government because what inspires them, Marxism and socialism. So everything has to be centralized by big gut geniuses making the decisions that a free market makes with billions of transactions by people deciding to make the moves that are in their best interest individually. And that's what a free market is. No one can oversee that many decisions by that many people. It's not possible.
Right, and that's the thing. There's a book. You know what Woodrow Wilson's favorite book was? His favorite book was this thing called Philip Through Administrator. And the big word in that title is administrator, talking about how one person can't do it. You need a bunch of people, you know, to administrate the government.
Elites. You need elites.
Yep. Yep. And that's the thing. The Democrats believe in, you know, like czars and all this. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Ruled by elite. They think people like Paul Friedman have the answer to all your economic problems. That the sovereign country cannot have too much debt. That literally is what they say. Debt is good. Government debt is good for the economy. Well, the country is better off the more debt it has.
You know, and that's the thing, Sarge. And think about this. There's rumors about Chicago going red. And you know what that is? Because you've got a bunch of people that, the policies of the last handful of mayors in Chicago, it hadn't been good. The policies and the black – and encapsulated by what they're doing with these illegals, where the poor people in Chicago aren't getting what they think they're due, and these illegals are. You know, so, okay, you're going to take away our stuff and give it to them when you should be protecting American citizens, helping American citizens out over illegals. You know,
well, you know, there's things that I had talked about, I had said in the little blurb I put for this show was something that John Adams said. He said, where there are two ways to conquer and enslave a country. One is by the sword and the other is by debt. And our government is just putting us so far into debt, it's ridiculous.
And as far as the sword goes, look what happened to the J6 people.
Yep.
And they did it very, very well. Congratulations. Yes.
And another thing, too, is with vaccinations, which is something that I'd like to talk about, if you guys don't mind. I'm seeing an article about how cancer deaths of young Americans are on the rise. And, in fact, the official CDC data is there has been a 143,233% surge in fatal cancers among vaccinated Americans. And now Princess Kate in England has cancer. And these cancers are not just your regular run-of-the-mill cancers. They're turbo cancers that are rare and extremely aggressive.
I thought you were
going to say that. And they've come to know that the DNA contaminants in the COVID shots can trigger cancer and alter the human genome. I know of a story of this guy that was going to have a liver transplant, but they made him take but they made him get back. It changed his DNA so much that they had to put him back on the bottom of the waiting list. And the graphene and everything that they have in these, they've actually been able to see people's blood and see nanites in it.
Yep.
And also something that a lot of people probably don't know is that mRNA shots were actually illegal until 2020. What happened? Nothing. That's what.
Mm-hmm.
They're still just as dangerous as they were before. It's all about depopulation, and they don't care who they kill.
And Sally, this is on Fox News, right, Sally? So, Sally, there's a big deal that's going on what's his name show about medical sovereignty. All right, body sovereignty, right?
Where yes, they should not allow us. You know, they shouldn't force us to take a medical regimen against our wills, or to wear a medical instrument such as a mask against our wills.
Well, that's the thing. They're trying to pass a treaty through Congress that has that in it, and this treaty is coming from the WHO, which the idiot Biden got us back into, and Trump had gotten us out of, you know. So hopefully, if Trump gets back in, he'll get us back out of the WHO.
And NATO.
Yeah, hopefully, I mean, we're going to have another resignation of a swampy Republican, and the general theory is that a number of these swampy Republicans are going to resign before the election, and thus handing the gavel over to what's his name? You know, Hakeem Jeffries. That's bad.
Yes, it is. Well, a lot of these bad Republicans are either dying or they're retiring.
No. These are younger senators that, in fact, one just said today, one a guy from, I believe, Wisconsin, said today that he's going to retire sometime next week or sometime in April.
Yeah, a lot of them are retiring, and hopefully they'll be replaced by new blood that actually has good morals.
But the problem is, in the interim, if we got one that we've already had, what's the fucker's name? It just retired. You know, he just retired. Ken Buck from Colorado. He just retired.
Yeah.
Okay. This guy's going to retire. That's one. We're down to a one or two seat majority now, because we kicked George Santos out, number one, and fucking McCarthy retired.
Mm-hmm.
So we really can't afford for any more people to retire, or else what's going to happen is the gavel's going to go over to Jeffries, at least for a short time. Now, I do believe that Trump's going to win, and I do believe that he's going to have enough coattails to get conservatives and Republicans elected. But from the time when the next guy or the next guy retires until January 3rd, when the new Congress steps in, you know, the Democrats might possibly have that gavel and pass a lot more stuff that we don't want them to pass, you know. So we got to be careful and watch these swampy Republicans as they decide to retire.
What? Oh. I really wish that Mitt Romney would retire. He needs to go. You better just become a Democrat like he really is.
Yeah. Well, finally, we got his niece out of the RNC.
Yeah, that's a step in the right direction.
Right. And we put Laura Trump in. You know, and my big deal with Romney, Ronna McDaniel, was I've said it before, Sally, there's a number of guys that Trump had endorsed over the years when she was there, that those guys did not get the money. And Trump supposedly is supposed to have been the leader of the party, right? So the money is supposed to flow. Forget about that she's got some corruption issues, all right? If she didn't have the corruption issues, forget about it. Put that off to the side. If the leader of your party says, I want the money to go to this guy over here, then you're supposed to support the guy the leader of the party says get the money to. That's the way things are supposed to work. And that wasn't the way it was working when Romney McDaniel was there. You know? Oh, Trump might have endorsed Mark Ashcraft for a congressional seat in Texas. That doesn't mean that Mark Ashcraft would have gotten the money for that seat because Romney McDaniel was the head of the RNC. That's the way they work those things. And by the way, I'm talking about Gunslinger, but that's neither here nor there.
It's 9 o'clock.
So, Gunslinger, you're just being quiet and not saying anything?
Did I hear someone say it's 9 o'clock because they want you to go to bed?
No, I'm just playing electrician here, so I'm just calling.
Playing what?
Yeah.
He's playing electrician?
Yeah, I'm playing electrician. Call me Sparky.
I'm sorry, you said you're playing with what?
Playing electrician.
Oh, are you an electrician?
Me, yes. Electrician, master electrician, engineer, retired.
Oh, man, my son could sure use your help in Annapolis. Someone stole the electric box out of his house before he bought it.
Oh, shit.
And so he needs to put in a whole new electrical box and all the fuses and wires and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, and he can't really afford to pay for someone.
Yep, did it 20 years in the field.
So. Lions and tigers and bears.
I know a little bit about it.
Thought we were all going to be dead in 2020.
Well, that's what the left kept saying. Back in the 70s, they said we wouldn't even make it to turn of the century.
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember that. And here all these leftists, you know, are concerned about the rising oceans and everything, yet they keep buying oceanfront property. So apparently they're not too concerned.
Hey, I got a great movie that all you guys need to see. It just came out the day before yesterday. It's called Climate. I don't know if you've heard about it or not. I will post a link to it in the chat room. It's really compelling. You need to. It's a movie by Martin Durkin, and it deals with the climate hoax and the left's lies and everything else.
Yep.
You really need to watch it. If you haven't seen it, like I said, you should.
Mm-hmm.
And I will post a link.
My theory on climate change is that the poles are changing. We're way overdue for our poles to change. And North isn't where it used to be. So I think that's messing up the weather.
Well, there are any number of reasons for the climate change, almost none of which have to do with anthropogenic activity. That's what they're claiming. They're saying that mankind is causing it, and it's just not true because throughout the history of this planet, climate has changed radically. I mean, after all, the warmest period in the Earth's history was the Cretaceous period. It wasn't a human being in sight.
Yeah. And there was a lot of CO2 in the air.
Exactly.
And
they're just making
like
it up because they want to control us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They want to control you. And what I tell Robert is it's impossible for man, you know, to even control the weather because you can't even stop a volcano or a tornado or a hurricane. So how are we going to do anything about climate change? We don't have any control over that.
Look, it's climate alarmism is watermelon watermelon Marxism. It's green on the outside and red on the inside. That's all there is. That's all you need to know. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
And they want to get CO2 down, but that's what the plants thrive off of. In greenhouses, they actually have machines in there that make CO2 because the plants love it so much. They're not thinking about this. And now they're trying to say that farms are a source of CO2 for climate change. I'm like, okay, where do you expect to get your food from, you little dumb butts?
Well, I just put a link to the movie in there. It's free to watch. It's on YouTube. You ain't got to pay no money to watch it. And it's quite compelling. Gives you all the arguments you need to have to deal with these lunatics.
I mean, really, Sally, you don't ask a liberal, where did we get food from? Because there was a liberal that got asked that one time, and he said, well, the grocery store. Well, where does the grocery store get food from? I don't know. You know? really? You don't know where the grocery store gets food from?
You know, that reminds me of a story about this lady who said, well, why do you go to the butcher's for meat? Why can't you just go get your meat at the store? Like she doesn't realize where it comes from.
Yeah, they realize it.
A lot of them don't.
Yeah, yes.
Nope.
I cannot believe it.
Look, they want to get rid of CO2, but the problem is CO2, you know, goes into the plants, goes into the trees, and what does the trees give back?
Oxygen. Yes.
So if you're getting rid of the CO2, you're basically killing humans.
Yep. But why do you think we call environmentalism a death cult? It's part of the death cult, along with euthanasia, yep, abortion, a whole host of things they do that are more akin to sustaining death than sustaining life. These people are in a death cult. Environmentalism is a religious substitute for them. They've abandoned traditional religion. Mankind needs something to substitute for religion if you don't have one. And for many of these people, it's environmentalism. I made a god out of Mother Earth.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, thanks, Sarge. I've got that up on my computer now. I can watch it when the show's over.
And I'll watch
it
with you.
Good.
None of the predictions that they are given are coming true anyways. So that facts speak for themselves.
Not according to them.
Even if the planet does warm up, what is really the upshot of it if it warms up by 2 or 3 degrees? It means we have a longer plant growing season.
Yep.
That's what it means.
And my
it might make the hurricanes a little bit more forceful, but people are just
what's
going to
offset by more food for more people.
Need more electric cars.
We were supposed to have, and I live in prime hurricane area down here in southeast Louisiana. Okay. So we were supposed to have like 19 or 20 hurricanes this year. How many did we have?
None.
Zero.
Yep.
Well, I'd like to remind you of their argument about climate change. Their argument about climate change. What does CO2 make up as greenhouse gas? What percentage of the gases in the atmosphere does carbon dioxide make? Dioxide
0.02%.
Right, something like that. And they're saying
that mankind,
out of that percentage, the total of that percentage, mankind contributes maybe 3 to 4% of that. And they're saying that is the tipping point to make the climate warmer. And they're saying in order to eliminate that tiny percentage of a tiny percentage that human activities create, we need to totally upend our economic system and the way we live. See, it's a power grab. It's got nothing to do with truth. Remember, that's their argument. I'm not giving you my argument. I'm giving you their argument.
Right.
And Sarge, think about it this way. The other thing, one of the other things they said about it, oh, it's going to get warmer and the ice caps are going to melt. Well, what's happened over the past, say, couple decades is the ice caps have been getting thicker and thicker and heavier. So wait, the ice caps are supposed to melt and flood us and make the seas rise, and they're getting thicker.
Well, the problem with that is if the ice melt, ice gets thicker in the North Pole, it's getting thinner on the South Pole.
It's actually getting thicker on the South Pole and thinner on the North Pole. I just read about that the other day. And some of these, you know, activists say, oh, the polar bears have to swim so far. Polar bears can swim for 5 miles. They're very adept at swimming. It's not going to hurt them.
Well, can I speak I get kicked off this show? Is it possible to please me?
Well,
sure, go ahead.
Before I get kicked. Thank you. I appreciate it.
An emotional appeal. Yeah, not fact.
Yeah.
An emotional appeal.
Sarge, come on, man. We're fucking the planet up. You know we are. Look, man, listen. Gas burning cars, human farting. I think the humans should have their asshole plugged and praise the cows. Just like the rest of the fuckers do.
You may be on to something there, Bob. You may be on to something.
Because I'm speaking after being kicked off the show and I've been completely humiliated. And I feel like I can't go on any longer. By asking just a couple of questions and got kicked off. That's crazy, isn't it? They were easy questions. It wasn't nothing difficult, but the kitchen politics or politics, whatever they are, kicked me off after I asked one simple question. What has Biden done good for me lately? And they went off the deep end, man.
I said,
what has he done? This was last night. Yes,
you chose the wrong show.
Well, I've been told about it. Everybody said, Brian, you need to go check out that show. So I did. And, they're really brutally insane. I mean, they are, I don't know what other word you can say besides brain dead. Anything beyond retarded. You know, they're praising this idiot. And you're saying that the stock market's better than ever. The gross domestic
product. You shouldn't have children. You shouldn't have children. That you should be stopped when you turn 18.
Remember that guy telling me? I said I shouldn't have children.
Right. Now, Joseph, I think you're the one that pushed me to do this, right? And anyway, I miss Boyd. I just missed him. I wish he was there when I was there. Because, you know, I'm controversial. I don't give a shit. I don't care. And, you know, they just said, man, that one foreign guy, wherever he is, that was it. Thank you for using both of radio. You know, just ask me a question. What did Biden do?
Joe Biden, and Donald Trump, and he did voter.
That's the man. That's the guy. Absolutely. So anyway, I'm sorry if I say anything wrong to anybody. I don't take this wrong. I said, please don't kick me. I'm so sorry if I said something offensive to anybody. You know, I'm just so sorry. But anyway, when I get down to this little boy, I'm going to give you an answer.
Charles Barkley was on a talk show saying he wanted to punch anybody in the face that wasn't going to vote Democrat. You know, I wish I could have been there so I could say, hey, what has Biden ever done or Democrat in general ever done for the black community?
Well, they started Ku Klux Klan. Don't we pat him on the back for that one? But anyway, get back to that thing I was trying to say about the good point. But, I mean, I'm saying about this global warming bullshit, okay? Let me tell you, the real problem with global warming is people, all right?
Yeah.
Mankind, okay? But here's the problem. It ain't all mankind. It's the majority of the lunatics that are the fucking problem, the ones that are preaching this bullshit. If the Earth did not like us anymore, it would shake us fucking off.
Yeah.
It would kill us if it wanted to. We don't have a choice. They don't either, but they got to come up with drama. They do this shit, propaganda drama shit, so they can change something. We got to get the people to believe this fucking lie we're going to tell them, and all of a sudden change the rule of law. And that's what they do. They do it all the time. And nobody pays attention to that. Nobody. So what happens is, like now, that like in the state I live in, you know, it used to be $25 to be fishing without a fishing license, which you shouldn't have to have in the first damn place, right? Now, it's $500 and they can seize all your shit.
Yep.
Ain't that nice? Yeah. So if you're on your, you know, $20,000 bass boat and you're out there fishing and you forgot to update your debit card to the conservation department and your goddamn effing license is expired by a day or a minute, they could take the boat, they could take all your equipment and your truck and trailer. And still charge you a fire bike, and you ain't getting none of that shit back. It's gone. Kiss it fucking
what?
Goodbye. Yep.
Or you can buy
most
it back
states are doing. Yeah, they'd be the only choice you're going to get it back, but that's the thing. And it's getting mad. They're really just money. And like New York, here's another cycle worldwide fucking insane bullshit. Excuse my language. I'm sorry, I'm using my First Amendment right. Anyway, they are cameraing up that city so bad it ain't funny. I mean, it looks like London. I've been to London. They don't bullshit around about cameras. But they got this. New York City's doing a double take on this. One, they're putting in new traffic cameras, but they also got them, the capacity or congestion cameras. And then we're automatically linked every day. If you drive into the city of New York, which is a congested area, they charge you $15 per car, $30 per truck. And when you leave, you get charged again another $50, well, $30 to drive a truck. So what if you're a truck driver that has to go back and forth in and out of that shit, all right, all day long, 9, 10 trips, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Think about how much money that's going to cost to do that. So who's going to feel it? It ain't going to be the company. It's going to be the consumer. There's going to be a consumer at the end of the line. The consumer's going to feel that. But they said it was, what was it? They one kid's on their showed it was like something like $380,000 a day, $320,000 a day they'll make. It was something like $3-4 million a month or $9 million a month. It was psycho. It was just insane figures. But that's what they do. That's what it's all about. I mean, but you know, like that's here in the city of Missouri, there was a constitutional argument over the traffic cameras. They took them out because of that. But now they got these flop cameras, and they should have just played with it. You know, it's bullshit. So, yeah. But what a hell of a way to make money, isn't it? I want a piece of that action. Here's what I'm saying. Every time, with all these new cameras going, so I need to find out who the people are and see if they're on the open trade market. I want in on this. I really, really do. What better way to steal money? God damn it.
Hey.
Pick on the poor. Pick on the poor. Suck them
dry.
I've
been talking. Hey, Ron. I've been talking to this guy, David Strait. You ever heard of David Strait?
Yep.
He's one of those big guys, he's well-known in the sovereign community, you know. He's about changing your status and stuff like that. And
right.
He's well-known.
Sounds familiar.
He's telling me to invest, take my money. So I did it. I took some money or whatever and invested in these XRMs and whatnot. It's like digital currency. Mm-hmm. And because he says it's going to be the only safe place whenever they, get rid of the dollar. And, I mean, I've been looking into this stuff, and I'm just wondering if it's all just a bunch of bullshit. If it's just,
It is. I got friends of mine that are miners that do crypto mining, and they've invested a lot of money in this, okay? And I said, and Dan Gorman down in Tennessee, he has a show. And he said, posted on Facebook, he goes, how good is digital money if they turn the power off? You know, so there you go.
Yeah.
So,
well,
you know, but they're not thinking that. But when it does come, that's when they have full communist control over all. That's how it's going to be. There's nothing you can do about it. Well, I mean, there's something you can do about it. I tell people, here's the deal. I mean, you could do whatever, but your best bet is you need to learn to be, conservative of what you spend. Because the problem is, if you take a look at this whole situation, they are causing more laws, more tax increases continuously. And you got to remember, with the jacking up of the economy, the price of everything, that means they make more money because they get paid off a percentage. The people seem to understand that. They only take 25 cents out of a gallon of gas. No. They take a percentage. So more higher the gas price goes up, the more money they make because of higher the price. The more money you spend, the more they take. And that's on everything. Everything. Not just that. It's everything. Just most things have different scales. You know, like a food tax, liquor tax, alcohol, or tobacco tax. They tax everything individually. I mean, Jesus. You know how much...
How could we be in debt? How could that be? I mean, they blow money like drunken sailors, apparently. You know what I mean? But think about it, man. How much money we spend every day? How much we have to give away to these people? You get 35% of the paycheck.
Yeah.
Then you got to pay another, 40% of taxes on the shit you buy. And people go, why doesn't my paycheck go by far? Well, there you go. You're being sucked dry. It's a sad situation, but nobody seems to want to comprehend that fact. You're being bled to death, you know? So, I mean, what do you do? I mean, you just going to sit back and watch it. There's nothing you can do. Voting, it ain't going to work. That ain't going to matter. As long as you're going to get to know some of the bitches do the same damn thing. I'm thinking about getting into politics. You know what, man? I'm really thinking. Joseph Meany, bro. We might be running for the big house. Welcome. Let's go.
There you go.
Hey. Hello.
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 Hello. Hi.
Did Grubhub make it?
Robert brought me on just as somebody came by to collect some material and stuff that I was giving away, and I wanted to say some stuff, and you know, it was back early in the show when we were talking about AOC and her RICO and stuff, and ask her what crimes did the president do, you know, and I was thinking, you know, when I even heard that to begin with, the first thing that popped into my mind was Bob Alinsky should have looked at her dead square in the eyes and says, because I helped him.
Yeah.
And just said that.
Yeah.
You know?
Because
I helped
him.
I was involved and I helped.
And I got my cut. But according to this group last night, Trump's done nothing. I mean, Biden's done nothing wrong. Neither has Hunter. Hunter's just making a regular living. And I think the other question I asked, well, what did he provide? What did Hunter do? What did he got? What school did he go to do what he was doing for Visa? You know,
well, Hunter,
dead man.
Well, Hunter provided his dad. Hunter provided his dad.
Right. He provided the brand. That's it. Yeah.
He didn't provide a brand. He provided his dad, his father.
Right. Yes, I agree to 100%. That's right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They were selling it as like a brand. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was definitely, you know, influence, there's no doubt about it, you know. And right there on camera, you seeing Joe Biden tell this guy that prosecutor was not out here. I'm taking this money from, you know, I'm not giving you guys shit.
Yeah.
If you don't get rid of the prosecutor from stewing my kid's ass in this company. Why?
Yeah.
Why would, if something was wrong, wouldn't he be the kind of guy who said, well, yeah, you need to take a look at that. You need to straighten this out. That was not the case. He simply, no, I'm going to protect this asset because he's making money off it. Why else would he do it?
Yeah,
there are a lot of people that go, explain the way you think it. I can't see nothing else but the facts here. The guy simply peddled his name and his shit for money.
Yep.
That's what it was all about. Hunter Biden took advantage of it. There's an opportunity. Most people would do it anyway. Only he got caught doing it.
He was selling the same thing that Clinton was selling. When he was selling the Lincoln bedroom, he was selling access.
Right. Well, their other argument was about the fact of the files. When he got talked about Trump having the files, all that was so evil. So I said, but Joe Biden had files in his garage since he was a senator, and he should have never had them in the first place. Oh, but he turned them in. There's understanding. No, there wasn't. What are you talking about? Give me the proof. Like I said, it didn't go well. It didn't go well.
Yeah.
Well.
Question, man.
It's funny.
Yep. But anyway,
I didn't
mean to change the subject all back to that, but I just wanted to say, you know, could you imagine the look on that donkey's face if he would have said, "Because I helped"?
That would have been excellent. He don't even know what RICO is or spell.
I was involved. Said I was involved in it.
And he brought up when he said he listed the crimes that he broke, and he said, Farrah, what have I been saying for the last several weeks,
yeah,
month, maybe a couple months? I've been saying, Farrah, Foreign Agent Registration Act, Farrah, right?
Yeah.
So you have to be a foreign agent, which is not illegal. It's not illegal, but you have to register. And neither,
yes,
one of them two have registered under that act to do what they were doing. So everything they were doing was illegal.
Well, that's what they sent. That's what they sent that one Trump advisor to jail for. That Paul,
Manafort.
Yes, you know, and so. Yeah, let's see if they charge Hunter with Farrah.
I don't see that
happening.
And Joe's
brother.
Yep.
The whole Biden family,
yep,
hell with that.
Yeah,
where's when the rumor came out about that, him getting paid, them getting paid in diamonds, and so-called Dr. Jill not knowing about it or knowing about it. Oh, I bet she was pissed. Where's my goddamn diamond?
Yeah.
You know?
No, the Biden family motto is, where's my cut?
Yep. Yeah, where's my cut? There it is.
Yeah, where's my cut,
yep,
of that diamond?
Yep. And then when they get the cuts, it's like, that isn't big enough. They're all greedy.
Yeah.
And when you got a whole group of people that are greedy beyond belief, they're fighting over every little bit that they can get, and they're not going to want to share, give one person more than they think they deserve. You know, that's how things work.
My question is then, what did the grandchildren do to deserve the money that they got?
Hey, they were Biden.
They were born.
Except for that one that's been fighting for her cut. Her mom's been fighting for her cut.
Yeah. The one that they won't recognize?
That's it.
Yep.
If anything, she should get a cut, because it would be very easily proven that she's Hunter's. Take a freaking,
yep,
DNA test, you know?
Well, they did that.
Yes, I think
he proved it.
Improved it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
So, and I don't want a young baby to be corrupted, but again, the mother wants the cut. Got to give her the cut.
The child deserves it.
Yep. Yep.
So do I. I want to cut of the accent. I want in, damn it.
Yep. Yeah, we all want in.
Yeah, I want unlimited immunity, first off. And all the weed I can smoke, and that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe a little cocaine at once off. Jeez, you know, that's the best I can. Since Hunter's got a good dealer.
Maybe you end up like Keith Richards and be living until you're 150, you know?
He's done it.
Yeah.
He did it. Yeah.
Hello, Fiona.
I don't know how. You're talking about galvanized body, man. Well, I love a guitar player. Yeah. So.
You say that he received some diamonds in lieu of payment?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honor. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the thing with that now. were these diamonds Kimberly certified to be sure they weren't blood diamonds?
I don't know.
Say that again. Blood
diamonds. Well, if they wasn't, if they weren't Kimberly certified, to make sure they weren't blood diamonds, that there in itself is a problem.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that's worth motivating any type of media.
That in itself is a crime, isn't it?
I wouldn't want to be on the wrong end of it, I tell you that.
But again, over the past, say, 10 or so years, the Chinese have been buying up, like, diamond mines and gold mines and things of that nature, things that are known to have intrinsic value through the years. So it's a possibility that they're not. It's a possibility that they're not blood diamonds. Possible.
Well. Anyway.
Who knows? I mean, they say it's an easy way to transfer money. Instead of cash itself, it's easier to do it that way, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna say okay, we don't exactly have the cash, but we've got diamonds or gold bars, or silver, or take your pick of any jewels or whatever, and they say okay, fine, we'll take that, you know, we'll take it.
If it's worth money, of course you will. That's the whole point. Anything worth money, people gravitate to it.
Yep.
Yeah. The ones I like, the ones that buy stuff they think they're going to make money with and they don't work out. You know, that's the ones I like.
Yeah. Well, when somebody gets snookered out of $120,000 by lawyers and such, right, Ron?
Mm, oh, yeah. Well, that's a licensed use deal. Money.
Yep.
I mean, most lawyers are just paper jockeys, you know. It's all about something papers. But it's just a funny situation. I had to replace my lawn spreader this year, okay? Which is just a push behind cart. You know, it's a secondary. Of course, I have the sprayers and shit like that for the ATVs, and we do it right. In the bigger spreaders. But the thing is, those little ones, you know, because they get in tight spots where you can't get the big machinery in by, you know what I mean? So they shoot them granules, you know, this organic granule shit we use. And what the fuck is it? Mustard something. It won't hurt the birds or any of the animals or vegetation. But it keeps the ticks and the chiggers away and shit like that. So, anyway. But anyway, a buddy of mine goes, yeah, I bought one just like that, man. I paid about $200 on Amazon. I said, no shit. He goes, yeah, no shit. He goes, what'd you pay for yours? I said, about $119. He goes, what? Yeah. I said, I looked at it on Amazon too, same one, but nah. So I looked at the manufacturer of it and found that they have a website too. And I got it for almost $100 cheaper. So he checked it out, calls me up, and he goes, I'm son of a bitch. So he's sending his back. On Amazon, because whoever you know sold on Amazon is making a hell of a problem. But I said that's how they do it. People find different manufacturers. They sell their product on Amazon, eBay. They'll order from one, have it shipped to you directly to you. They don't have to touch it and take your money. So you know.
I finally found that article about. With the Democrats blaming the Republicans for that attack on our border the other day. It was the White House who did that. So the White House has taken heat after turning an outrageous breach of our border security in Texas into an attack on Republicans. So, what Biden blamed the Republicans on that. And he especially blamed Trump. He said that when former president told congressional Republicans to block the bipartisan border security agreement, he said to blame him for it. Well, he got his wish. The result was chaos after Governor Abbott's operational Lone Star and Razor Wire were overrun yesterday. So he's, even though the Republicans are not in charge, it's still their fault.
Yeah, well, we got this election coming up pretty soon, don't we? What is it?
Mm-hmm.
October, September?
Something like that. November?
November.
Who's like, somebody on my show last night was saying that AOC's going to, was you, Boyd, saying AOC will stay right where she's at?
The what?
She'll lose the primary, but she'll win the election. Is that last night on my show?
AOC?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's dumb enough and votes the right way all the time. Anyway, for them, they'll make sure that she gets reelected. You know,
yeah, unfortunately,
gotta remember she's in New York City and they cheat there too, just like Chicago.
Yeah.
Well, New York is famous for New York City is famous for the what's that group that was in the early 1900s, Tammany Hall.
Yeah.
You know, so, but again, we know that city, that particular district is liberal, right? And so, she could win that. She could win it outright, and it could cheat for her. But if there's another liberal in this thing, and he's just as liberal as she is, but he's got money behind him, there's a chance that she might lose in the primary. And he'll win in the – they'll put him in instead of her and not miss a beat because he's just as liberal as she is, you know. But that's just my theory about it.
I'm looking at the Census Bureau, and it shows here that according to the Census Bureau, about 545,600 people moved from New York between 21 and 22, and 884,000 residents since 2020. So close to almost 1 million people. They say that 91,000 people moved to Florida and 75,000 moved to New Jersey. Where's the rest of them? You got a lot more people. They must have spread out like, you know, buckshot. So.
Well,
they're not showing 23. They're not showing 23. So I don't know.
A lot of them moved to Florida, Ron.
Yeah, I know that, but I'm saying, you know, it's retirement place, you know, take the dead people.
Yep.
The best place to have a funeral service, I swear. You know, like that cremation thing I was talking about? I'm telling you, man.
Hey, you move your ass to Florida, Ron, and you start that business, and there you go, you know?
Well, you know, even California is just, you know, just as bad. There was an article that I found a little while ago talks about a 102-year-old man in a wheelchair ordered to clean other people's graffiti or face punishing fines, and this is in California.
Yeah, I read that. I read that earlier today. Yep. Sorry, bastards.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
No respect for their elders.
No. No respect for nobody. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
But they
New Yorkers are moving
for themselves.
Yeah. The New Yorkers, remember, the city has nearly the same rate as before the pandemic.
Yep.
I didn't know they were running before the pandemic. I guess they were. Yes, it was bad back then, too. You're talking, look who the governor was. Look who the mayor was.
Did you,
Yeah.
But,
they need to bring Beetlejuice back. She's run New York City. You know, Gotham.
Gotham.
Well, if you look here, there's 8.4 million people in New York City alone, not just in the state,
in the city.
Right.
8.4. Damn.
A lot of fucking people. If you had another million immigrants in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's just, boy, that's kind of like New York City in New York State is kind of like Albuquerque in New Mexico. You know, a good portion of New Mexico is conservative, but where the Democrats live is in Albuquerque, and it's the biggest city in the whole state. So,
this is like here in Louisiana, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, Lafayette, you know, I could go down the list of the names of the big cities in Louisiana, and that's all Democrat cities. Of course, you know, they're all college towns as well, so that's a big deal, too. And, you know, you've got New Mexico and New Mexico State out there, you know, that are your big colleges.
Yeah, UNM.
You know. Yep.
Well, I was going to come in here again. We got about 17 minutes left of the regular show. So if anybody's in the chat room and wants to call in, they're more than welcome to, if they're not already in here. And Lorianne, you've been kind of quiet tonight.
I know. Everybody's been having good conversations, so I've just been enjoying listening. And of course, I'm kind of half doing some prep for my own show on Sunday, so.
Mm-hmm.
Lots to talk about.
Overall, in the U.S., 8.2 million people have left the state of New York and moved to another one in 2022, and 3.8% increase over 2021. Let's see now, Census Bureau. Let's see, roughly detailed. 45 residents have left the Empire State in 2022, many of them heading to the Sunshine State.
So, Florida.
Florida, yep. So that means 2022.
Hopefully they're not going to change the politics.
Yep. Now, I'm not worried about because they're talking about who's going to be Trump's thing, thing, right? Vice president. Well, the problem is it can't be anybody from Florida because of the Electoral College. It cannot be anybody from Florida. Cannot be Rubio. Cannot be Tim Scott. The Scott guy in Florida. Cannot even be DeSantis. Cannot be anybody from Florida.
Why?
Other than that.
Why?
Electoral College.
Why? Where does it say that? Where does it say that, Mike?
It's the rule. From what I understand, it's the rule because you can't have two people on the same. It's the numbers. You can't. It splits the votes.
No, it doesn't. No, Mike. He can get anybody from anywhere that he wants to. Most of the time, a candidate will pick somebody from a state or an area that they need help in.
Well, that's not.
But
you know,
there is no hard set rule, fact or figure that requires him to pick a person from another state. He could pick his best. He could pick his best man, or you know, fuck. Why not pick Melania? You know.
Yeah.
He could do that. There's nothing in. There is no rule, no law, no nothing that says he can't do that.
Well, you know, if you want to see a very, very interesting movie, I think it's coming to the theaters, probably coming to theaters near you. Well, check this movie out. It's a trailer. Okay. It's called The Ark and Darkness, Unearthing the Mysteries of Noah's Flood. I seen that documentary yesterday. It was here for the 20 and the 21st. That's a badass documentary right there. 2 hours and 5 minutes. Worth seeing. That is fantastic. How that stuff happened.
I see you put it in the chat room.
It's in the chat room, yeah, the trailer. The Ark in the Darkness, man. That's, wow. Makes you think.
Okay, I got it copied.
I think it was pushed or introduced by ICR, which is Institute of Creation, which they have a big thing up here in North Dallas up there, which is fantastic. They're using science to prove creation versus evolution. It's a really fantastic. Food for thought, you know.
Yeah, it looks like it might be interesting to watch.
Yeah.
Okay, Boyd, here's what Article 2 states. The elector shall meet in their respective states and vote by ballot for two persons of whom one at least shall not be an inhabitant of the state with themselves. So that means...
Well, that means... Go ahead. That would mean that the presidential candidate and or the vice presidential candidate cannot be an elector from the state.
Then answer me this. Why did Dick Cheney move from Texas to Wyoming when he was living in Texas when he was going to run with Bush?
Hell, man, I don't know. maybe he got a better deal.
Better deal.
Well, what he did is he applied for a driver's license up in, he had a place in Wyoming, and he applied for a driver's license in Wyoming to do that. But I mean, they're not going to allow Trump to apply for a driver's license, Badminster in New Jersey or New York or any of these places where he's currently sparring with idiots on the left, you know. They're just not going to allow him to do that. And really, I don't think Trump's going to pick Marco Rubio. I don't think he's going to pick DeSantis. I don't think he's going to pick Scott from Florida, any of those people. It's going to be somebody that probably we haven't thought of. And that includes Kristi Noem from South Dakota. It's going to be somebody we haven't thought of yet.
I'll bet you 2-1 Trump is going to surprise us all when he makes his pick.
No doubt.
Yep.
And it's going to be a much smarter...
Hell, I mean, hell, Trump is such a good wild man. Maybe he'll pick Hillary.
Crooked Hillary?
Nah, I doubt that.
Crooked Hillary.
I can tell you what's going to be coming down the pipe in the United States. It's going to be called xenophobia.
Yeah.
Because you got American workers in some of these operation plants and that's being laid off, fired, and replaced by illegals. Just like in South Africa. These people are killing each other there.
Yep.
And that's what you're going to see here in the United States. Someplace in Georgia, they laid off a bunch of people that were black. And replaced them with El Salvadorans.
Well, why do you think that federal judge in Illinois says it's unconstitutional to deny an illegal alien a gun?
You're absolutely right. Good observation.
Why do you think? Why do you think the majority of all of the people that crossed illegally into this country are fighting age male?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they allow, if she is saying that illegals can't be denied guns, then too you got to think back. Well, they've been trying to take weapons away from American citizens, especially a certain type.
Yeah.
Well, the only one.
Don't you see the rules don't apply to illegal aliens? They only apply to Americans.
Unless they're in prison. I think that one's coming.
Can I throw something in there real quick?
Sure. Ronnie Rex.
All right. Look, man. I got to ask a question. I hope I don't get kicked. Let me ask you questions because I'm kicked out of here.
Is this going to be a record-aid?
I don't know yet. I'm still in shock and awe. I don't, you know, I got to get back to that group and apologize and, you know. But this is a funny thing to me. Do you guys kind of realize this shit? We're talking about the illegals getting guns. Wow, there's nothing like bringing your fucking enemies right in your fucking door and handing them a gun. Ain't that cool? Fuck. Where did I grow up at? God damn, I didn't know I had to do that. That's crazy, isn't it?
And we illegal.
Bring your enemy into your own land
and
hand them a fucking gun. What sense does that make?
But you want to know something? Those guns that those illegal aliens are going to get, guess where they're all coming from?
Probably the motherland.
No. They're coming from the stockpile from the Taliban that we left in Afghanistan that supposedly has gone all over the world.
Yeah, why not?
They all got shipped back here. And they're just waiting to be distributed.
So the deal is when you get here, you get a driver's license, a debit card, a food stamp card, a medical card, a house voucher, and a gun.
Yes.
And that's the whole package deal. Right. Well, will that be a fully automatic or semi-automatic? Can I get extra rounds for it? Is there any extra clips to go with it? You know, I am a bonus. Yeah. I'm a bonus. Number,
but
know.
What state driver's license are they getting? I would doubt very seriously if they get the Louisiana driver's license.
Hey, I hope you guys have noticed.
Money for
I hope you guys noticed that the Democratic Party wants to take away the rights of veterans who are struggling with PTSD and show no signs of using any violence against anyone, just having post-traumatic stress disorder being treated with. They want to take away their right to own guns. At the same time, you got a judge saying illegal aliens can have them. And would someone tell me what might be wrong with this picture?
Well, we have been invaded, Sarge. That's a known fact. The invasion force crossed our border unarmed. Okay, and now they're getting the privilege to get their arms back so they can attack. You know, I mean, what the hell, you know, you can't invade and attack if you don't have any weapons, but you can infiltrate and get inside and then get your weapons, you know?
Well, what benefits can we get?
One time might have prevented an invasion of the United States are now the ones who need to be disarmed. This is just too ironic for me. I mean, I'm sorry, but this is just, I mean, I'm going to have to digest this one, but only the Democrats could come up with this sort of reasoning. Only they.
But wait a minute, Sarge. What benefits do you get out of a veteran? I can think of two. Some others can think of some more. One, patriotism. Two, the ability to train.
The ability to use a weapon.
Yeah. And not only that, you get the fact while they were in the service, they were prepared to put their lives on the line for the country, and many of them actually did.
Yep.
I guess that doesn't count too much, though. That doesn't count much these days. After all, citizenship is pretty cheap. All you got to do is get out of the country illegally. No human being is an illegal. Keep that in your mind as a mantra. Say it over and over and over and over and over again until it sinks in. No human being is an illegal.
Well, who was it?
After all,
Was it Feinstein that said there one day in the House or in the Senate or someplace, I can't remember where she said it, but she said the biggest threat to the American public is the American veteran.
It's one of them. I remember that. Yeah, it's one of them. Because I tell you, if there ever comes the highest level of resistance to this impending tyranny, much of it, the core of it, is likely to come from veterans. You can believe that.
Just like Athens, Tennessee.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for reminding us, Bianchi.
And, exactly. And Sarge, think about this. What happened in Troy, in the city of Troy, way back when? Oh, we want to get into the city? All right, fine. We're going to give them a gift.
Yeah.
And inside this gift is a bunch of soldiers.
Yeah. But you don't
there
know
you
the soldiers there until you get it inside the gate. Then you can find out
that's right.
Hiding in the gift.
That's right.
Which reminds me of a funny that I just read today. There was a father and a son standing there talking, and the son asks his father, "Father, why did you name me Odysseus? He says, "Well, son, that's because it's, he was a famous Greek hero and warrior, you know." And his son looks back at his father, and he says, "But, father, we don't have any Greek in us. We're not Greek or anything like this." To which his father replied, "That's right, son, but you breached the Trojan Wall."
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to take all of it out of this discussion that was coming up, but to me that was just a little bit too good to let go.
But you said, Robert said there's a certain amount of time left. Well, let's see. Tomorrow we got Donnie C. And on Sunday we have Laurie Ann and her show and Donnie C again on Sunday, right?
Yeah,
for the UAW show. So
usually
that is the advertisement.
Yeah, usually about this point you hear Lori Ann start to speak up about her show.
Well, she's been so quiet over there, we'll just wonder what happened to her. Maybe she fell asleep.
Well, I'm still here. Still here.
But yeah, Sunday night, Lucy's Libertarian. And then tomorrow night, Donnie's show will be on the mainstream.
What she's doing is research on for her show on stuff that we're not going to talk about.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, like the 9/11
exactly.
And things like that.
Yeah, don't be talking about that or Blog Talk will cut you off, man. They did not like that conversation.
Yeah.
Did they cut us off before? They cut us off before the end of the show actually showed up, didn't they?
Yes.
It was 15 minutes before the end of the bonus hour. So, it went 2 hours, 45 minutes. And Blog Talk cut us all off. So we didn't even get through the whole bonus hour.
Yeah.
Because we were daring to... to question the 9/11 commission report.
Well, you should have been engaged in all that disinformation. They wouldn't cut you off.
Yeah, disinformation and misinformation.
Yeah. All right, Rabbi,
that's what I keep saying. You got to fight fire with fire. This stuff about being forgiving, nice, friendship, brothers and sisters and cousins is a bunch of crap now. We're beyond the two-minute warning. We got to be dirty.
Right. I mean, it's like I'm with Pianchi.
Just like what Al Davis used to say, just win, baby. Just win.
Mm-hmm. The rules have been set. I've said this before, Pianchi. The rules have been set. If we refuse to play by the rules that are set, you know, until the rules get changed, the rules have been set. The rules are lawfare. The rules are win at any cost. The rules are being underhanded. Those are the rules, right? I'm just stating the facts.
If you got to tell this to a family member, your cousins, you got to say it to them.
You missed it, Mikey. On the rules.
Go ahead.
There are no rules. Not on this one. Zero rules.
They're talking about when Trump gets in there, he's going to take revenge. Well, Trump should take revenge. I don't want to call it bullshit when he said, when Trump said the best revenge is success, but no, the best revenge is revenge.
Yeah. They've called you hardship because of election interference. Every obstacle that they put out there for Donald Trump is a deal to try to prevent you from having the candidate of your choice to vote for. That's election interference.
They need to suffer 10 times.
Yep. And then what they're trying to do, the Democrats, is that when he gets elected, you know, if they don't try and kill him, if he gets elected, they're gonna try and disqualify him using the electoral count of 1877, I believe, or 1870, whatever it is. And it's like, okay, didn't you just fucking change the rule, that rule that says that the vice president can't do that, which they did just change that rule.
Wait a minute, Mike. I tell you what. Let me let you hear the master as to what he did. He summed it all up in under 1 minute. If I may, I'd like
to allow you to listen to what he said. This is only this is about 50 seconds, and he sums the whole game up. Check this out. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
And it's not necessary for people to believe this information in order to weaken democratic institutions. You just have to flood a country's public square with enough raw sewage. You just have to raise enough questions, spread enough dirt, plant enough conspiracy theorizing that citizens no longer know what to believe. Once they lose trust in their leaders, in mainstream media, in political institutions, in each other, in the possibility of truth, the game's won. And if
now he was accusing his opponents of that, but like everything else the rats do, it's projection.
Mm-hmm.
That is precisely what
yep.
they do and are doing.
Right, and if they if the spreading of their bullshit was working, then Trump's numbers in the polls wouldn't be going up.
No, the American people know justice. Basically, the American people have an eye for justice, and they're attuned to justice and injustice. And what they're seeing being done to Donald Trump is the clearest case of injustice ever committed against the public official. And they're rejecting the people who are doing it, and the people who are doing it just can't understand it. So they think maybe they're not doing enough, and they double down, and his polls only go up further. They see the actions against them as unjust. There is nothing they can do about it, trying to bend the law to these novel legal theories that have never been used against anyone else before, not in this manner.
Well, I'll tell you what you're saying is true, but this is the one key factor. We can't play with this. We can't play with it. We can't go at it with kid gloves. We got to go at it with ball fists and hard knuckles.
Here.
We,
Yucky.
What is
French? And don't leave the flame throwers out.
Pionki?
Actually,
there's only one flaw in what you just said, Pionki, is that after you get done kicking the shit out of them and knocking them down and stuff, they get back up. No bare knuckles, no bare fists, bullets. Make sure they don't get back up.
Yeah, but the problem is, though, then he woke up. Because it's never going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's a dream. Nobody's going to do anything. We. What are you talking about? Nobody's going to do nothing.
I think something is going to happen because people came out. A few people heard your pleas and cries, and they came out and voted for you.
We got to do a lot more than voting.
Well, you got to remember that, you know, back in the Revolution days, it wasn't the whole damn country that fought the British. It was only a handful of people. And won. They won, by the way. Okay, so it doesn't take the majority to go up against somebody like these idiots. It only took the majority back then.
Each county, in my county, just say, for instance, just use my county, for example, a good 150, 200 people, we'd step to that courthouse down there, get to talk to that sheriff, tell that sheriff what we want. If not, he's out. What's he going to do? What are they going to do? You know? They can't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Our numbers, you know. You have to be.
Falling short of guns. You talk about ball up this, and I know this particular implement is illegal in all states, but you got to throw in some brass knucks too.
Yep. Well, you know what they did back then. They had rotten politicians that the founding fathers already envisioned that when you put man in a power position like that, it's going to go to his head. There's no doubt about it. Now, you go, and I'm sure they did, maybe back in the day, they probably pulled these men that they sent out screaming and kicking and hung them out in the town square. It only take a few.
and the rest would see, whoa, you better straighten up, boy, or you're going to be swinging up there like that dude is. It wouldn't take very many of them.
Right, and that's the thing. If we could try some, I mean, for instance, Biden needs to be tried for treason. Mm-hmm. I don't care if you think his mind is gone or whatever, dementia or whatever. He needs to be tried for treason and get a rope.
Yep.
You know?
Obama needs the same thing because he's the one.
Needs the same thing, and so does Hunter. Hunter needs to swing.
So it wouldn't take very many until the rest of them would fall in line. That's natural selection. Okay.
Yep.
You know, it would probably work within a week. I guarantee you, you do that one day, and most of the problems would cure itself in about a week.
Yep.
Yeah. Simple answer.
Hey, yep. Can y'all hear me?
Yep. Yep.
Well, hey,
you want to throw in?
Here's a little bit of success you've heard of. How many of these states are trying to keep Trump off of the doggone ballot? And now look at how many of them are forced to allow him to stay on the ballot. Some of us are fighting and making it work in different ways. So we got something to, shoot for there, even though you've heard me talk about how I don't like Trump and blah, blah, this and that. But it's still right is right and wrong is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, there's something to be grateful for.
And this is John Doe, right?
Yes, sir, Mike.
And so, John Doe, this is when this whole thing about the getting Trump off the ballot was going strong, before it got shot down. Alan Dershowitz said he didn't like that because what he said is he wishes – he's very liberal, and we know that. He wishes that he wants to be able to vote against Trump a third time. That's what he said. And that's his right to do that,
mm-hmm.
right? That's his right to do that. But he said that. I don't like this because it takes away my right to vote against Trump.
Yep. Now, I think he at least understands what the word principle in the law means, and that's what he's fighting for, is the principle in the law.
Mm-hmm.
What they're doing to Donald Trump is not only unprincipled, it's unconstitutional, and it's unjust.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with whether you like Trump or not.
He tried to get me off the ballot. They did it all around the country, trying to get people off the ballot.
Right.
No.
And then again, had it been successful, Sarge, I was all for turning that rule against Democrats and then Louisiana and Texas and Florida and Georgia and and places like that, taking Biden off the ballot or taking
anybody. That's what
anybody
they should have done, Mike.
Yep.
I don't like infringing on states' rights. Because if a state said that Trump can't be on the ballot, then it would have had to come up with a federal ballot for the federal officials to be on by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. How many governors sent their nationals down to help Texas? Well, each one of them, you would think, would have said, Joe Biden, you are not allowed on our state ballot.
Yep. Yep.
I see a cascade of things like that. That could have started a whole cascade of each state, whether it's affiliated red or blue, making a decision as to who should be on the ballot, irrespective of what the Constitution says. And that could not have been allowed to stand. Supreme Court made the only decision they could have made, and it was a 9-0 decision, which rarely happens in the United States Supreme Court. That shows you how clear it was.
Well, let the American Center for Law and Justice, who was taking it all the way to the Supreme Court to get those rulings.
Well, you know what states do with felons. They don't allow them to vote,
and probably don't allow them to be on the ballot either. So it's a contentious, discussion. But I do agree with you, is that these states have got to step forward and say, we are not going to do it. And then that puts one against the other, which is ultimately going to happen anyway. You start a xenophobic movement like you got in Georgia where they laid off all the blacks to hire El Salvador. Where is the black movement on that? And I think they're using these black women, judges, DAs, prosecutors, because what they're saying, well, they ain't going to never speak out against the black women. Can you imagine them doing that? I believe that's what was going, what's going on there. I mean, look
it's amazing. You know, it's amazing to me how people can say racism still reigns supreme in the United States, and they are literally genuflecting, deferring to lunatic black women who are seeking to subvert the Constitution of the United States. Now, how are those two things possible at the same time?
You're right. That's what they did with Fannie Willis. She started using what? Racism. Kim Gardner in St. Louis, she started using what? This is racist against black
they
women. And it goes on and on and on. So it could be a strategy. Well, whites won't say nothing against these black women in particular because they are afraid they're going to be hit with the R word.
Well, what did I tell you about that remember what I told you guys about that intersectionality scale? We got to understand intersectionality is one of the prime tools of the racial identity progressive industrial complex. That is one of the things they count on to shut up their opposition, that intersectionality thing. Where do you rank in the scale of victim and oppressor, and how can we guilt trip our opposition into shutting up? And that's what these women are being used to do.
Well, hell, the only thing missing now is having Buttigieg as a DA. You have circled the gamut.
You got
well,
it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and,
you got
and
it.
Think about it. If you look at what's happening up there in New York, who's attacking Letitia James? Not really anybody.
You can picture that. Hold on,
the firefighters are. Hey, the firefighters are.
And remember, she tried to shut them down, and they didn't want to shut down.
Nope.
You know.
Well, that judge that said that illegals should have guns, she's a black female, Coleman, Judge Coleman.
But here's the difference. When that 9-0 ruling came down to keep Trump on the ballot and Ketanji Brown Jackson was basically wrote a concurring ruling on it, they didn't know, the liberals didn't know what to do because she's one of their own. She's a black woman. They want to attack the Supreme Court for doing it, but if they attack the Supreme Court, they would have had to attack her too.
Why are they not going after Hillary Clinton? Why are they not going after Obama? Well, they're not in office no more. They got crimes on them. Why not?
Joe, remember it all started back during the Clinton administration with the 800 FBI files. Do you remember that? By now, that woman has at least 8,000 to 80,000 files on people. That's why. That's why nothing's happening to her. She's got more files now than ever.
And the same thing that can be said about her can be said about the Bidens.
You got that right.
Well, there ain't no secret. When Trump gets into office, I don't want to hear crap if he doesn't do anything. I want to see the FBI abolished. I want to see the Federal Reserve abolished. I want to see shit done. I want to see that border secure. I want to see shit done. I don't want to hear nothing.
Well let me tell you something. Think about it for a minute now. This has got to be the most investigated man in the history of the United States. And this is all they could come up with against him? He's got to be as clean as you could possibly expect a presidential candidate to be. This is all they got with him in his hundreds of thousands of hours of investigation. He's got to be as clean as you could reasonably expect any candidate to be.
got to be.
It's like that line from Sarge. It's like that line from what's the name of that movie with Tim Robbins? Where he goes to jail with
Shawshank Redemption. Shawshank Redemption.
When they're talking about all the illegal money that's flowing through that prison, and he says, I do this, this, and this, and it comes back as clean as a whistle. And Morgan Freeman says, no, it comes back as clean as a virgin honey pot.
Because I swear to God, there is probably no man in the history of the United States, maybe the world, who's been more investigated than Donald John Trump, and this is all they got against him. And they had to distort and twist the law in order to come up with what they came up with.
And what's funny about this thing, Sarge, is what just went public? His internet company, his true social company, just went public, right? And guess what? He's so in their head on the NASDAQ. Guess what it's listed as? DJT. But it's listed as, and that's going to piss them off even more, because apparently that thing's going to be worth at least close to $5 million, $5 billion, $5 billion.
Well, CNN just came out with a new report. They're finally admitting that Mar-a-Lago is worth at least $240 million. Now, we know that's cock and bull, but that's a long way from the $18 million that Edgeron valued it at. CNN is now saying it's worth $240 million. Well, we all know it's at least a half a billion and likely between $750 million to $1.1 billion. So the truth is starting to come out now, because they can't ignore it anymore. And that's the only thing that makes these bastards start telling the truth.
Stars, here's the deal. There are a lot of famous people that have houses that aren't quite as big as Mar-a-Lago that are in the same area in Palm Beach, right? About the same area. I'll give you a good example. What's his name that used to do the radio show? Howard Stern. He has a mansion. Yeah, not even close to being as big as Mar-a-Lago. Guess what that mansion was? According to the real estate, it's worth $500 million, and that's not close to being as big as Mar-a-Lago.
Wait a minute, Mar-a-Lago's got a golf course. A vacant lot 1 mile from Mar-a-Lago went for $25 million. A vacant lot with nothing on it but weeds and plant growth.
Yep.
Mar-a-Lago is a fully developed complex with a golf course and restaurants and hotels.
Mm-hmm. And then on the other side of that bridge is another strip of land that is part of Mar-a-Lago, but it's undeveloped. Okay? So, and that's, I don't know exactly, I've heard what it's worth, but I can't remember, because there's a guy that does YouTube things, and he goes down to Mar-a-Lago and does, his YouTube things, and he talked about it at one point. But, yeah, there's a strip of land on the other side of that bridge that connects to, that goes to Mar-a-Lago, that is part of that Mar-a-Lago, but it's not developed, that's worth a ton of money. So, again, these judges, these idiots don't know what they're talking about. I mean,
you
got
to have
a
map to find your way around Mar-a-Lago. It's so damn big. This is unbelievable. This is not going to stand under fear. But like we said, the object is not necessarily a win on the merits. The idea is to bankrupt them, to make them spend his campaign cash so he cannot campaign with it, to cripple his campaign. They knew when he had to disclose his campaign finance disclosures, $500 million in cash on hand in his campaign coffers, and they wanted to confiscate as much of it as they could. So rather than take the whole $500 million,
They said, well, we'll make it look like we don't really know anything about this. We're only going to make them pay $451 million. These people are diabolical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we know what they're doing. We know what they're doing. Let's just not forget it, and let's keep telling everybody we can that we know what they're doing.
You know what's really going to fuck them really bad?
What it?
Is when Trump gives them the money for the bond.
Yep.
You know, that's going to just absolutely totally fuck them. Because
hey, does anybody know?
Monday morning, True Social is going on the market at $3 billion.
Well, I tell you what, I wouldn't trust New York with my damn $300 million. That broke ass city.
Well, what I see coming after all of this and the appeals process all the way up to the Supreme Court and everything is that there's going to be a lawsuit against the state of New York, at which time, after it's all said and done, Donald Trump will own the state of New York.
Hey, does anybody happen to understand?
You're breaking up.
You're breaking up there, bud, real bad. You're breaking up real bad.
Start over again.
Is this better?
Yes.
Yeah, it's better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just curious if any of you all know, how in the world did they come up with these arbitrary numbers that they're applying to Trump's bond?
The numbers they got, they found out how much money he had in his campaign coffers, which is $500 million, and they said, let's come up with a number which will divest him of much of it so it cripples his campaign. And that's the way they came up with it.
That doesn't make sense. Do you think there's got to
it
be some
sense,
kind of...
Yeah, it makes sense if you want to politically show your opponent. It makes all the sense in the world. What doesn't make sense is how they expected that we wouldn't notice.
Do you also realize that the fines and bonds against Trump in this case have never ever been this high for any individual or any multi-billion-dollar corporation in the history of the world?
The Associated Press did a case study on this. They examined every comparable adjusted for inflation case like this over the last 90 years. They could not find a single case that compared this in either the magnitude of the fine or the fact that there was no readily identifiable, discernible damages to any victim that you could name. In fact, federal case law says that any time a fraud is decided, there has to be discernible and identifiable damages to a particularized individual or organization. And there was none in this case. And besides, that means they got Letitia James bragging on video that the judge had reached a decision before the hearing started. This can't stand
and
up under appeal.
And the judge even publicly stated that.
It's amazing. It's just amazing.
And then, guys, I put the article still there in the chat room about this other person that she's trying to defraud out of land that he rightfully deserves. And it's about a mansion or whatever that's on Fifth Avenue that is basically the same thing, you know. And Robert
you know, we talked about this article earlier, Robert. It's still there in the chat room. So there you go.
No, man, I got it. Look, I'm going to be watching it.
Do you guys know about the case that Letitia James oversaw that puts paid to what she did to Donald Trump? It's about a building on Fifth Avenue and an unpaid loan, Family Dynasty, which had to do with the $3 million loan that was structured like a private mortgage because it was failing and it was never repaid. And it was overvalued at $80 million, and Letitia James personally intervened not to do anything to the person who did not repay the loan and the family that didn't repay the loan. Do you guys know about this? Did you guys know about this?
Yeah. Mike put the story in the chat room.
It's just amazing what they're getting away with. I know they're only getting away with it for now. But the fact that they got away with it for a microsecond is staggering.
Yep.
It has to do with the American Irish Historical Society and the building that housed that organization. And Letitia James got involved in it in a fraud and didn't take action against the fraudsters who didn't repay the loan with overvalued property.
Yep.
Yep. That's it.
These people are so corrupt. They are so corrupt and so mendacious and so tyrannical. I mean, it can only come, you know, this kind of action can only come from people who are absolutely secure and at home that their corruption will be upheld and protected. This is the kind of corruption that is, they think they're armor plated with it.
Now you got illegal squatting on people's property. You go on vacation and come back, some El Salvadorans took over your damn house, and they have been coached on what to do and what to say.
Yep. You know, that's an interesting article that I read a couple of days ago. There's this guy on YouTube that was discussing the same thing. And it unfortunately comes down to vigilante groups. And there was one particular lady that happened to. Okay, her house was, these illegals came in there and took over, and the cops wound up arresting her, the owner of the property.
Sure did. They will.
Now what needs to happen is a group of vigilantes need to go in there, with baseball bats, and disable their knees permanently. I guarantee you they'll leave. That's what's going to have to happen.
Yep.
If the law will not do it, what they're supposed to do, and that's their responsibility, is to protect the citizens, supposedly, quote unquote, then who else is going to protect the citizens? The citizens.
Man, one of the main pillars of our liberty is the right to own private property and not have the king or anybody else confiscate it without due process of law. That is one of the very basic foundations of our liberty. You take away our right to private property and the right to lawfully maintain it, man, you have really undercut everything that this society is traditionally built on. Private property is as essential as free speech is to our notion of freedom and liberty.
Yep.
And guys, I've said this before, back in the old West, when things got really bad and okay, maybe they caught a cattle rustler or something like that, but you always had to wait, because maybe there's a judge that maybe is somewhere else that had to be horsed in to come and try this guy. Well, sometimes these vigilance committees would get up, break this guy out of jail, and hang him anyway because they know this person did what he did, right? That's what needs to happen here. Now, not the hanging part, but you get the point. That's what they did. When they know something, they knew it was illegal that this person did it.
Why?
You know?
Why not the hanging part?
Why not the hanging part?
Sure.
That's what the penalty for breaking the law back then, which it is today for treason, but also for horse stealing. Okay, you steal a man's horse back in the 1800s back there, they would hunt your ass down, I don't care how long it took, and when they found you, they would find the nearest tallest tree and throw a rope over it. And there you go.
Yep.
You didn't steal a man's horse. That was his tools. That was his way to make a living for him and his family. Basically kind of same today, isn't it? Interesting.
Well, look what happened when Trump was elected in 2016. You had protests. You had the breaking out of windows and looting, the burning of cars and trash cans. You had Mexicans climbing the flagpole, removing the American flag and replacing it with the Mexican flag. All that crazy stuff was happening. And nobody said much of anything whatsoever. I think some of that shit was nothing more but a test. You climb my flagpole to take my American flag down and replace it with somebody else, you're going to get shot in the butt.
That's right. You're going to have more holes than what naturally you're supposed to have.
Yes, sir. You don't ask me.
And be able to see it every way but to Sunday.
That's right. Turn you into Swiss cheese. And I like Swiss cheese.
Yep. Yep. And that's the thing. They need to, like we said, these people need to be taught a lesson. And it's only going to take, it's only going to take a handful, maybe two, to teach them a lesson.
Yep.
You know, if we can get all the
But here's the problem to teaching them a lesson. We need to teach them all the same fucking lesson.
Yep.
Nobody gets a free ride. Nobody.
Well, see, what would happen, hypothetically speaking, of course, is down there on the border, you have these vigilante groups, and I'm sure they're out in the corners hiding somewhere, okay? You know what a 30-06 is, scoped in with a rifle?
Yeah.
Well, you take a few heads off, and then you plant it all over the Internet. They'll get the word. It's Internet's worldwide. They'll get the word. And only take a few up. Until they'll be so scared to cross that Rio Grande down there that illegal immigration would almost come to a stop.
Well, in that sector,
the only problem with that right now, Gunn, is before you started squeezing your triggers, you need some really good intel, and the intel is where in the hell are the cartel snipers at? Because they're out there, they're sitting on the mountains out there, and they've got the weaponry that can reach out and touch you. Okay. Even though you got a 30-06, you know, they can still touch you, and you couldn't touch them.
Yep, that's why you got to be equal.
And really, how many of those guns? How many of those guns from the Fast and the Furious, did we ever get back?
None.
How many of those guns we got to get back from Abbeygate in Afghanistan?
Then
we're getting back when they start coming back to us muzzle first with lead spitting out of them. That's maybe when we'll get them back.
Well, Sarge, they got them back. They're all back. That federal judge just said so, that the illegal aliens cannot be not denied their Second Amendment right.
Yeah.
All those guns are back, and they're just waiting to be distributed.
Maybe so. Well, you got the same thing with Libya's weapon cache. And see, here's the thing. Them people come across the border, they disassemble that stuff into little bitty pieces. They bring a piece over at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And the many of the ones that left Texas on a bus, and the head count was 50. When they got to Chicago, the head count was about 40. What happened to them 10? Well, they may have had the pieces to their weapons, and they made a hookup with their compadres that's here in the United States already.
Damn. You know, America needs to learn from their mistakes, and they sure aren't doing it now.
No, but we will.
And always hope. I know there's
out
there.
Yeah, but the problem with the lesson that's going to be learned is it's going to be a very, very hard lesson. And it is going to hurt one hell of a lot.
Yep. What needs to happen, guys, is those gangs and those drug crews may need to be designated as terror groups, and if they're lining up on those mountains to shoot at the people with the 30-odd sixes, send fucking some drones over those mountains and hit those mountains.
Yep.
Mike.
Take them out.
Mike.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Can't do that. The government will not do that. You know, I mean, our government right now will not, under any conditions, do anything of the sort.
That's the point. Our government right now don't do it. Now, Trump's government? That's a whole different story.
Well, then you want to...
The problem is, as I've said before, even, let's just say for the sake of argument, even if they do button up Texas, which they seem to have done, but even if they do button up Texas, where are these people going to go? They're going to go over there to Albuquerque and New Mexico and places where they can just go right in, right, Robert?
Yeah, but the problem is with Albuquerque is there's a lot of people here who have guns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is in what the fuck do you think is in Texas, Robert?
A lot of people with guns.
You know, but at least Texas is trying to close their borders. New Mexico isn't.
Well, yeah, and then you've got your idiot governor that is still trying to take away your guns over there. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully she doesn't get too much done before she gets...
When's her election coming? Is it this year?
I'm not really sure. I think it's... hopefully it's this year, but if not, it's in 2 years.
Huh?
You can do a lot in two fucking years. Look at what Biden did.
Yeah.
Yep.
No kidding.
Okay, what is her name?
He did a lot of good.
What is your governor's name?
Michelle Grisham.
Is she any relations to Bob Griffin's?
Grisham. Grisham. I have no idea. I didn't think she was cool enough to have any relations.
So she assumed office on January of 2019.
Yeah.
So let's see, 2024, that's five. How long does your governor stay in office out there?
Actually, she assumed office. In, does it say 2019? I thought it was 2020.
2019. It says assumed office in 2019, January 1st, 2019.
They might be saying that she got elected in November of 2019, took office in 2020. I don't know. But, only 4 years.
I'm looking right at it. I'm saying assumed office January 1st, 2019.
Huh. Well, then she's in her second term. stupid people of New Mexico. Oh, God.
Gosh.
No, she is in her second term because Ron Ronchetti ran against her and he lost.
Yeah.
There again, you have your stupid people, which I don't think you'll ever be able to cure stupidity. So you're going to have to go with plan B, and that is what we've been talking about. It's by fire with fire. The minority of the people, you know, like I said, the whole people back there when they fought the Revolutionary War, it wasn't every single person over here. It was just a handful. Well, I mean,
that's for sure.
Do this time too. You know, who knows?
Well, you know, as a so-called, you know, and they claim that we're a democracy, we mm-hmm. need to get three or four guys around one liberal and eliminate him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Well, hey, that's democracy. That's democracy for you. But. No, we all voted. You know, he lost. Too bad. So sad.
Well, she needs to lose, that's for sure.
Do you guys have term limits for your governor?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think she can run again after this term. Because they've been that's something I think I've heard about. They've been talking about that, who can run for governor, because she can't run again. So I'm thinking that this is her last term.
Okay.
And if that's true, then she's going to do everything she can to do as much as she can before she's gone.
Let's see. Your last governor was Susana Martinez, I think.
Yep. That was the last.
And if I remember correctly, she was an up-and-coming conservative.
Yeah, she was. And I don't even know where she is now. She's just totally dropped out of sight.
Well, I see where Louisiana passed the law. It's even coming up this Monday where they're going to canvass the voter rolls once a year.
Good.
As they should.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, I've said
but,
this before.
You know, here's the thing. Who's going to canvass the canvassers?
Yeah.
Who's going to watch the watchers? Who's going to watch the watchers? Same thing.
I mean, I've said this before. There's a radio station out there. Oh, fuck. What's the name? Anyway, it's out there just outside of New Orleans, and it was at one point a talk station. I'm not sure if it's that anymore, but it was a talk station. There was a guy on the talk station who used to go, well, with this talk station, we're right across from what I call a voting precinct, which was a graveyard.
Yep. And it was a blue voting district, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. Apparently, yes. That close to New Orleans, you've got to believe it was a blue voting district.
Well, you got one up there in Baton Rouge there between government and Florida, Sweet Olive.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you pass by there, the tops on the tunes been disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all registered Democrats.
You betcha.
So the good part about New Mexico right now is even the Democrats are starting to turn against the Democrats. So that's a positive in my eyes.
That's a good thing. Yeah, let them turn on each other. to meet each other. That's what needs to happen.
To your point, Robert, is Susana Martinez, apparently she was being looked at Trump in 2016 for vice presidency. At least that's what her Ballotpedia page says.
I don't remember that, so yeah, that's
she was endorsed by Marco Rubio in the primary, and she was in the 2016 presidential election, endorsement by Marco Rubio. And, you know, so I mean, like you said, she basically disappeared.
Yeah.
Well, she would be good. She's Hispanic. They got the probably the largest minority population in the country.
Well, I don't know, just
ahead of whites, because they're going to be a minority numerically, but they control the state. So it might be a good political move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Come to think of it, with Martinez and stuff like that, Trump, presidential pick, Martinez, he's been out of the limelight for quite a while. And, you know, she has no being out of the limelight like she has been. And the memory of the people of the country, they're not going to remember nothing of Martinez.
No.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Hang on. A lot of people in New Mexico don't.
Yeah.
She defeated, apparently, what was Diane Dinesh is the one she defeated in 2011. For the governorship.
Like I said, we're all going to be surprised when Trump picks his VP, because it's not going to be anybody that they're. It won't be anybody that they're talking about.
Yep, maybe Yvette Harrell.
It's going to be me. That's it. I'm going to be the pick.
It's going to be
so,
okay.
Yeah, and my mouth is going to tell you, you are all fucked, and that's that. I'm going to be honest with you, okay? That's all I'm going to say to you for 4 years. You're fucked.
Well, then
Trump and
Rick. What you're going to be able to do, Ryan, is you're going to be able to take your cream and go nationwide.
Well, I will, but I got to learn that cackling laugh like fucking Caramello, whatever. Harrison. Harrison? Yeah, he's Harrison. Yeah. Oh, you're starving the party, Steve. You see, you know that. I can't do it. Yeah.
Hey, Sarge.
That's it.
Sarge. Where'd he go?
He's fumbling for his mute button again.
Well, I tell you what.
Hey, and in 4 minutes, we're going to go into no man's land.
Oh, boy.
if they let us.
Yeah.
They'll probably let us go into no man's land because we're talking about things that interest them, and they're trying to get intel on who's going to be the trigger man.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the other night with Lori Ann's show, you know, we were about to divulge information that's illegal to divulge because they say so.
Yeah, she got cut off at 10:25.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look, I went to the bathroom, came back, I didn't hear her. I was looking all on the bed, thought they fell off the damn radio on the floor or something.
So we got a few minutes to start talking about something illegal for them.
Yeah. Well, you know, it sure would be nice if that NSA guy who's listening to us would join the conversation.
Yes,
yeah,
it would.
Yes, it would.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. And boy, there's one person that we don't mention, and we shouldn't mention, that we should not mention. And we all know who that is, and we don't want to mention her, so I'm not going to mention her.
Sure, go ahead.
The BTR bitch.
Yeah.
She always so cold and heartless, too.
Hey. But again, there are a lot of bitches, frankly. Kamala Harris is a bitch. Joe Biden's a bitch. Hillary Clinton's a bitch. But
yeah.
I think I ought to stop naming bitches because that's an insult to bitches everywhere.
Yes,
and I mean the female dogs.
And you didn't mention Chelsea.
Yeah. Oh, she's a real dog.
Even after her plastic surgery.
Yes, she is. And now that she's an adult, she's fair game. So, fuck you, Chelsea Clinton. Yep. Oh, boy. But anyway, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, obviously your governor is in her second term. So I'm assuming like everybody else, she's term limited, right?
Right.
So the Democrats are going to have to find somebody else to run for the governorship.
Well, they've got plenty of people like Gabe Vasquez.
Yeah. But
he's trying to take second amendment rights away.
Right. Now, my question is this. Is he as nuts as she is in terms of trying to grab your guns and things of that nature?
Oh, you mean Gabe Vasquez? Yeah. He's one of his latest things is to come up with a new bill to get rid of our guns.
Hmm. Wow. So you got to find yourself somebody like Martinez to run. I know she served her two terms, so you can't, unless you got it set up like Louisiana guy, where you can serve two terms and then sit out a couple terms or whatever, a term, and then come back. You know, but most states don't do that. So, but anyway, yeah, you got to have to find yourself a good conservative or a good Republican. I don't know.
That's the problem.
That's
the problem right there. Find a good Republican.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, if Ron Chetty decides to run again, then we'll see.
Yeah.
You know?
No,
I was thinking of trying to run for office in my district here, but I can't this time because the last election was my district, so I've got to still wait for two more years before I can even attempt that one.
Wow.
But I'm thinking
well,
about it.
Well, hey, Robert, you say you got to wait 2 more years?
Yep.
No, you don't.
Well,
you need to go. You need to go out there and start it right now. You need to let people know who is this Robert,
I mean, think about it.
They just kicked
George Santos out of Congress, right? He's moved into another district, and he's going to run as an independent now. So he didn't wait 2 years to try and running, and he's running now.
Yeah, well, now is when the election is.
Right.
But,
well,
and
plus he had to switch districts because they weren't going to elect him in the other district, and he's running as an independent because the Republican Party don't want to touch him, but they should want to touch him. I hated the fact that they ran him out of town for lying when we know how many of the goddamn people are the liars that are still in Congress.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because you're a lying Republican, I mean, look at the way the Democrats lie for Biden. All of them. Every goddamn one of them.
Yep.
Biden himself is a liar. His whole life is a sham, to quote Seinfeld.
Yeah, do we even know if he was hatched or was actually born?
Yeah, you never know. We still don't know about Biden, Obama. That whole thing about the birth certificate, is a lie.
Whole damn thing was a lie. If there was any case with poopy pants and bum bum, if the best statement in the world is their mother should have swallowed. Okay.
Yep.
Plain and simple. Never that timeline would have never been created.
Yeah.
Probably got somebody worse in there. Knowing that.
No doubt. There's actually a few good Republicans in this state, I think, as we've still got Yvette Harrell, but she's running for Congress. She's running to try and retake District 2, which is the one that Gabe Vasquez is holding right now. So she's going to try and retake that one.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be a few good Republicans left at each of the states, especially the ones that voted for constitutional carry, okay? Or it would have never passed. It would have never passed here in Texas, for that matter.
Yeah.
So, there's still some good ones out there that are trying to do the right thing, which that is the right thing, obviously, because everybody except prohibited people should be able to have a gun. It damn sure ain't goddamn illegals either. That's the last person
to
get a gun.
Yeah, to your point, Don, we tried passing here in Louisiana constitutional carry here in Louisiana a few years back, and it didn't work because we got a Democratic idiot as a governor, and now we passed it because we have a Republican. Once that Democrat Bill Edwards' thing went, the legislature here brought it up again, passed it, and bam, a new governor signed it.
Though, it just dawned on me, Texas really doesn't have to have that illegal trespassing law for illegals,
No.
because they can arrest all of them for carrying guns.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
You know, because it's like this. It just dawned on me. You know, Texas has got a constitutional carry law, right?
Right.
Guess who cannot carry in that state? Me. I can't do it in Texas, even though it's a constitutional carry, because I'm not a citizen of the state of Texas.
Mm, hang on, Boyd. I think you can. Yeah, I think you can.
If I remember correctly, Gunn, that's the law. I can't constitutionally carry concealed or open, basically because I am not a citizen of the state of Texas. That law
that's
applies
true,
only to people in Texas.
That's true, gunslinger. You know, what Trump was proposing was nationwide constitution carry, but
if you got a permit, says here, if to apply for non-resident permit, you need a you have to have a non-resident permit. Oh yeah, you still carry, but not under constitutional carry in Texas.
Right.
That's right.
And to you,
that's right.
And to boys. To Boyd's point and to your point, you know, if these people are doing what we said earlier, and then each one of them is carrying a piece of a gun in a backpack, because every one of these fuckers has a backpack, right? Yeah. So you can stick a spring or a trigger or a stock or a, you know, barrel or whatever in a backpack, and it's just a piece. It's just a thing, right? But once you get over there, those 4, 5, 6, 10 guys get together and there's a gun.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's the way it works. So what you do then is you search. You okay, they'll jump the board, okay. You search those backpacks, okay? If you find a spring, a trigger, a barrel, a stock, it doesn't matter. Those things can be put together to make a gun. And it's illegal for an illegal to have a gun. So there's your way into arresting them.
Here's another thing.
Go ahead, gunslinger.
No, here's another thing under carrying guns for non-resident people in the state of Texas. Now, it says here that Texas generally gives legal gun owners a lot of freedom and the ability to carry their guns if you're a non-resident. You can still carry a gun in Texas as long as you're legally permitted to own a firearm, not necessarily have a permit and meet eligibility requirements. That was July 15th.
Well, you know something, Mike?
Yes.
As long as I've been here in Louisiana, which is about since 2016, I think, maybe a little earlier, I have not heard a gunshot, but oh baby, in St. Louis, shit, and don't mention New Year's Eve. It sounds like the Battle of the Bulge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Way back when I was coming up, that's the way it was on New Year's Eve. My friend, you know, before we started building stuff, you know, houses and stuff and schools behind our little thing, I had a friend that had, you know, they would do New Year's Eve, right? And his dad would take out his shotgun, his 20 gauge, and turned 12 o'clock New Year's Eve, boom, bang, pow, you know, zap. You know, that's what he would do.
Well, you know, what a lot of these fools don't understand is what goes up got to come down. That lead got to come down somewhere. And it comes down enough to kill you. It can still kill you. If you hit it in the head, it'll go through your skull. You know,
right.
Especially a handgun round or a rifle round. Now, shotgun pellets will probably pepper you, but you know, I don't think they'd do too much harm, but a damn piece of lead damn sure would.
Right, and, well, the thing is one, the way our neighborhood is set up, where he was shooting at, didn't, one, have any electrical lines or electrical things where he could hit something, and two, he was firing into basically what essentially was a sugarcane field. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's legal or not. I'm just saying where he was firing into, where there was nobody around. Yeah, it would come down and hit something, but it wouldn't have hit anything to do any damage, you know? You know,
what if there was...